ജയം ശുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപൂർധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസി ദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓ ഗോറീസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓ ഗോറീസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓ ഗോറീസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗോറീസ് ഓൾ ഗോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗോറീസ് ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ് നമോ വിഷുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണേ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാ. ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവ സാഗരേ. മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ. ഹേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പദയോസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ. നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരത ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൺ തേനെ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തിയത് സൂരയാം. തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാവരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ. നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഗമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവാം. പുത്രേ നിതന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം. സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണൂക്കൊണിതാദൃതാനനെന്തോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാ മുരാരേർ മധുരീം ന കണികാഭി കാഭികാവി. നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ
ശ്രീമദേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വദാലയേഷ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യവരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മോഹം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനി അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഉല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപാം പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദനാ പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണ നദീ കൈവർത്തകേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരതപങ്കജക്കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിനശ്രേയസേ മോഹം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്ദി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈർ സാംഗമദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ ശ്രീ പ്രഹ്ലാദ ഉവാചാം ബ്രഹ്മാദയ സുരഗണാ മുനയോധ സിദ്ധാഃ സത്വൈകദാനമതയോ വചസാം പ്രവാഹേ നാരാധിതം പുരുഗുണൈരധുനാപി വിപ്രോ കിം തോഷ്ടുമർഹതി സമേ ഹരിരുഗ്രജാതേ മന്യേധനാപി ജനരൂപ തപഃശ്രുതൗച തേജപ്രഭാവ ബല പൗരുഷ ബുദ്ധിയോഗാഃ നാരാധനായ ഹി ഭവന്തി പരസ്യ പുംസോ ഭക്തിയാതുദോഷ ഭഗവാൻ ഗജയൂഥപായ വിപ്രാദ്വിഷൽ ഗുണയുദാദരവിന്ദനാഭ പാദാരവിന്ദ വിമുഖാശ്വചം വരിഷ്ഠം മന്യേ തദർപ്പിത മനോവചനേ ഹിതാർത്ഥ പ്രാണം പുനാദി സകുലം നദു ഭൂരിമാനാഃ നൈവാത്മന പ്രഭുരയം നിജലാഭപൂർണോ മാനം ജനാദ വിദുഷോ കരുണോ വൃണീതേ യദ്യജ്ജനോ ഭഗവതേ വിദധീതമാനം തച്ചാത്മനേ പ്രതിമുഖസ്യ യഥാ മുഖശ്രീ തസ്മാദഹം വിഗത വിക്ലവമീശ്വരസ്യ സർവാത്മനാമഹി ഗ്രണാമി യഥാ മനീഷം നീചോജയാ ഗുണവിസർഗമനു പ്രവിഷ്ട പൂയേത യേനഹി പുമാൻ അനുവർണിതേന സർവേഹ്യമീ വിധികര തവ സത്വധാമ്യോ ബ്രഹ്മാദയോ വയമിവേഷ നചോദ്വിജന്ത ക്ഷേമായ ഭൂതയ ഉദാത്മസുഖായ ചാസ്യ വിക്രീഡിതം ഭഗവതോ രുചിരാവതാരൈഹി തദ്യച്ഛമന്യം അസുരശ്ച ഹതസ്ത്വയാദ്യ മോദേത സാധുരവിവൃശ്ചിക സർപ്പഹത്യാഹ ലോകാശ്ച നിർവൃതിമിതാ പ്രതിയന്തി സർവേ രൂപം നൃസിംഹവിഭയായ ജനാ സ്മരന്തി നാഹം ബിഭേമ്മജിതേതി ഭയാനകാസ്യ ജിഹ്വർക്ക നേത്രഭൃഗുടീരസഭോഗ്രദംഷ്ട്രാൽ ആന്ധ്രസ്രജക്ഷതജ കേസര ശംഖകർണ നിർഹ്രാദബീദതികിഭാധരി ഭിന്നഖാഗ്രാൽ ത്രസ്തോസ്മ്യഹം കൃപണവത്സല ദുസ്സഹോഗ്ര സംസാരചക്രകഥനാൽഗ്രസദാം പ്രണീതാഹം ബദ്ധാ സ്വധർമ്മഭി ഉഷത്തമദേങ്ക്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം ഹൊയസേ കദാനു യസ്മാൽ പ്രിയാ പ്രിയവിയോഗസയോഗ ജന്മശോകാഗ്നിനാ സകലയോനിഷു ദഹ്യമാനാ ദുഃഖൌഷധം തദപി ദുഃഖമതധിയാഹം ഭൂമൻ ഭ്രമാമി വദമേ തവ ദാസ്യയോഗം സോഹം പ്രിയസ്യ സുഹൃദപരദേവതായ ലീലാകഥാസ്തവ നൃസിംഹവിരിഞ്ചഗീതാഹം അഞ്ജസ്തിധർമ്മനുഗൃണൻ ഗുണ വിപ്രമുക്തോ ദുർഗാണിദേ പദയുഗാളയഹംസസംഗാഹം ബാലസ്യ നേഹശരണം പിതരോ നൃസിംഹ നാർത്തസ്യ ജാഗതമുദന്വതി മജ്ജതോ നൗ തപ്തസ്യ തത്പ്രതിവിധിർയൈഹാഞ്ജശേഷ്ടതാവദ്വിഭോ തനുഭൃതാം ത്വദുപേക്ഷിതാനാം യസ്മിൻ യദോയർഹി യേന ജയസ്യ യസ്മാൽ യസ്മൈ യഥാ യദുദയസ്ത്വവരപരോ വാ ഭാവകരോതി വികരോതി പൃഥക് സ്വഭാവം സഞ്ചോദിതസ്തതഖിലം ഭവത സ്വരൂപം. പ്രഹ്ലാദ സെയ്സ് ടു നരസിംഹ ദാറ്റ് ആസ് ലോങ് ആസ് വി ഹാവ് ദിസ് വിഷൻ ഇൻ അവർ മൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് male, female, or brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grahastham, vanaprastham, sannyasam. Beyond all these things exists our real identity, which is pure spirit, pure consciousness. So, in order that the power that one has developed or built up within oneself, that inability to overcome these different identities, that means what they call it as dhyana balam, the power inside, the realization inside, that is known as vidya or knowledge. So, because in the human species, we will see people in the form of male and female, and we are not able to come to understand we are soul. That understanding is not coming. We are seeing people, and in jnanam or avidya, we are identifying with the male form or the female form. We are not able to see the atma inside that person. So, actually, Prahlada is saying that we are not male and female, because neither Brahmana, Vaishya, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, but it's a pure consciousness that is present inside. And even though while listening to Vedantam, this understanding is clear, when it comes to Vyavaharam, it goes from us. We lose that understanding, isn't it? So, because while hearing Vedantam, what Prahlada has spoken here, when it goes inside and that remembrance that comes to us, that we have no identification with this body, either in the male form or in the female form, but that spurana, spurana means that realization inside, we don't have that
strength inside to maintain that realization all the way through in the vyavaharam. That is the problem. So that dhyanam, meditation power or dhyana balam, boy, we don't have that. So in order to get that power inside us, that is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the word dhimahi. Dhimahi means that, dhi means intelligence, and to get that intelligence fixed in that. So Bhagavatam begins with that dhimahi word. Again and again, meditate on this principle, saying that we are beyond this material elements, we are beyond this body of male or female or Brahmana or whatever, Kshatriya or whatever it may be. So that is what Prahlada is insisting there. You can see that. Sanjodhidastha Aghilam Bhavata Surupam. That's what that verse line means. Yasmin yato yarhi yena jayasya yasmal yasmai yatha yadudayastha paraparova bhavakkaroti vikaroti prathak svabhavam sanjodhidastha Aghilam Bhavata Surupam. Sanjodhidam Aghilam Bhavata Surupam. Aghilam is Bhavata Surupam. So, everything is Krishna's manifestations. And in every form, Krishna is present there. In every form, Krishna is present. That is what that word. Bhavakaryodi vikaryodi. In all forms, He is present there. And because you are the actually karanam karanam karta vikarta. In the Vishnu Sahasranamam says that. Karanam karanam karta vikarta. So, everything, to see everything as Krishna's manifestations, Prahlada is saying like this: Bhava karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam sanjodhidastagilam bhavada svarupam. What does that mean? It means that bhava karodi vigarodi, one side that bhavam is there inside us to accept that Krishna is present in all the living entities and to accept it like that. But suppose somebody comes and breaks that understanding. That is that vigarodhi means. Somebody comes and causes problem. And the one who is causing the problem is also Krishna. That is how it is. Sometimes we think, oh, I am in a good spiritual consciousness. Somebody else has come and disturbed that. What Prahlada is saying there is that one who is coming and disturbing your consciousness is also Krishna. Bhava karodi vigarodi. This karodi vigarodi is the pradak svabhavam. Pradak svabhavam means this multi-nature. Nothing exists here outside Krishna. It is within Krishna all these things are happening. That is why he is saying like that. Bhava karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam sanjodhidastagilam sanjodhidastagilam bhavada svarupam. Because if the other person who is coming and breaking up this consciousness, if that's not Krishna, then this drama cannot go on like this. This is a drama, what is going on in our mind. Sometimes we are saying, oh, this is Krishna consciousness, this is not Krishna consciousness. In all situations, whether good or bad, whatever is happening, we have to recognize Krishna's hands behind it. It's not that only good things is Krishna, bad things are not Krishna. Vedic understanding is good or bad, everything comes from Krishna. That is the correct understanding, because who else is in other religious processes? They say there is a Satan, there is a devil or whatever, different way thing like. He is not Krishna, he is not got nothing to do with God. In Vedic philosophy, good or bad, whatever it is, everything comes from him. If it is not there in him, it's not there in us either. So that is why, that is that karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam. This is what that word is means. Bhava karodi vigarodi pradak, this pradak svabhavam. Pradak svabhavam means this nature of going one way or the other, one side or the other. For example, you can look at this way. You know this character Mandara in Ramayana. If Mandara is not there, there is no Ramayana, is there? This is the logic behind it. If Mandara is not there, there is no Ramayana. We are calling Mandara, she is a very bad person, this, that and the other. But in Ramayana Chambu, there is Chambu written about Ramayana. You see, that the most important character in Ramayana is this mantra. If mantra wasn't there, because she is a specially manufactured product of the Devadas. They have sent her here for this purpose, because if she is not there, what would have happened? Rama would have been put into the throne and he would have ruled Ayodhya in that level, in that way. He would have ruled Ayodhya with Sita Devi in Ayodhya as the king and the queen, isn't it? So, particularly, all the demons, Rakshasas, they got killed. The root cause of all that is Mantra. Mantra is the root cause, isn't it? Who is this Mantra? Yame vadu nishicharakula unmulana mulahetu, says in the Ramayana. That the very person who is responsible for rooting out the whole Rakshasa race. Whole Rakshasa race. So, if she wasn't there, these Rakshasas will never be destroyed. Therefore, when we hear this word Mantara, we get angry about her, everything. But if you leave the story behind, and if you look at her, you can see that if she wasn't there, this Rakshasas will not have been killed by Ramachandra. Rakshasas will not have been killed by Ramachandra. So we blame Mantara for various reasons, but Mantara has a considerable contribution in Ramayanam. Because of her presence only, so many things happened. That is this Bhavakarodi Vikarodi. So who sent Mantara there? Krishna sent Mantara there. So who comes as Mantara? Krishna comes as Mantara there. On the other side, Ramachandra is also Krishna. So in all this drama, what's going on here, in everything there is Krishna's hands. There's nowhere you can say Krishna has no influence. So who created Mantra? So therefore, demigods don't blame her. Do you know why? Because Rakshasas are their enemies. So demigods are very pleased with Mantra because she has done a great service for them. We are cursing her, Mantra. So look at the way how people look at different things. Everybody sees from their angle, isn't it? So demigods are not unhappy with Mantra, because if Mantra has not created that problem, Ramachandra wouldn't have gone to the forest. If Ramachandra hadn't gone to the forest, Rakshasas wouldn't have been killed, Ravana wouldn't have been killed, all those things. So Mantra has done a great help for the demigods, and demigods do appreciate that the help what Mantra has given to her. So what it is that when we are dressing up in different bodies, we only look at the dress outside. That's where all the problem coming from. That who is inside that dress, that we don't look at. We don't look at. So we don't see the person who is inside, who is sitting inside that dress. Because if you are able to see the Andaryami inside, then Vesha Shantadam Swatma Darshanam Isha Darshanam Swani Rupataha. Upadeshasara Maharshi is saying there like this, that remove the dress and look at the person inside. Don't look at the dress. We are always looking at the dress. Body is a dress, isn't it? Everybody, body is a dress. But if you remove that body and start looking inside the person, then you will know who he is or who she is. There is no he or she there. It's pure consciousness, isn't it? So, that is what Prahlada is saying here. If you remove that dress, then what remains inside? Pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is Krishna. Consciousness is Krishna. Krishna is that pure consciousness inside. And in that way, see everything as Krishna's manifestations. That's what he's saying there. See that? Bhavakaroti vikaroti prithak svabhavam sanjodidast aghilam bhavada swarupam. Aghilam bhavada swarupam. There is only Krishna who is present here. There is nobody else here. Once you remove the dress of all the living beings here, if you remove their dress and look at them, who is present here? Only Krishna is present here. Isn't it? There is no cat, there is no dog, there is no donkey, there is no any other entity here. This vision is called what? Sanjodhita Sthakilam Bhavata Swarupam. Among the Maharashtrian saints, whether you take Namadev, Tukaram, Jnaneshwar, Ekanath, if you take all of them, has shown this to us. If you look into the stories, the story of Jnaneshwar with the buffalo, Ekanath with the donkey, and Namadev with the dog. In this way, that stories we have spoken before, they've all shown to us. What did they do? They removed the dress and looked at inside, and therefore they didn't see the dog, they didn't see the donkey, they didn't see the buffalo. Nothing. Sanjodhita Sthakilam Bhavata Swarupam. Everything is Krishna's manifestations. The famous stories they are. So that is Prahlada is saying here also. Bhavakaroti vigaroti prutaksa bhavam sanjodhidastadakilam bhavadaswarupam sanjodhidastadakilam bhavadaswarupam. That is, and seeing like this, Krishna is present inside every living being, whether it is a dog or a donkey or a buffalo or whatever it may be. You know that this is how those great souls, they taught the world that it is possible to see it. Jnaneshwar, those stories are well known. Jnaneshwar's story with the buffalo. The Brahmanas stopped him from taking Upanayana ceremony. And when he went to see them, asking for to get have their Upanayanam done, they said, what is your gotram? What is your lineage? So the Jnaneshwar said that, lineage and all I don't know, my parents are not living anymore, they have gone. And he did not want to mention this to them, but what actually happened was, they said, you go and ask your spiritual master, then he should know, he will tell you. Then Jnaneshwar said to them, we already have got realization, we don't need to have any realization anymore, but this is only a formality, we want Upanayanam ceremony. Brahmana said, if you already have the realization, then what do you need the Upanayanam for? This isn't required. And there was a discussion between Jnaneshwar and the three brothers and the sister. Sopan, Muktabai, and Nuvatinath and Jnaneshwar. Four devotees, children of the, that in Paithan village this happens. So, there the Brahmanas were insisting on them to show their lineage, and they were refusing to disclose that to them because of their birth. They had the problem there. But then it is then that this Muslim brought an elephant for a buffalo that way, and when the buffalo came there, this Brahmanas asked Jnaneshwar, are you able to see this buffalo as Brahman? Jnaneshwar said, yes, there is no problem. So they thought that Jnaneshwar is joking. So the Brahmana says to Jnaneshwar that if it is a Brahman, will Brahman recite the Vedam? He said. Jnaneshwar said yes. And immediately what Jnaneshwar did, told the buffalo to recite the Vedam. Why? Jnaneshwar is not seeing the buffalo. Jnaneshwar is seeing Krishna inside the buffalo. So Krishna inside the buffalo started reciting the Vedam. Agnimile Purohidam, it begins like that. And when they started reciting the Vedam, the Muslim who owned this buffalo says, I don't want this buffalo, you can have it, he said. He left, ran away from there. And the Brahmanas got frightened when the buffalo started reciting the Vedam. This is Jnaneshwar. Such a personality that he has completely shaken their whole heart. And then this buffalo later on wanted to pay for it. Jnaneshwar said, I'll pay for this buffalo. Muslim said, I don't want any payment. You can have the buffalo, he said. Because buffalo starts reciting, and that too is the proper intonation of the sound of the Vedic hymns. The buffalo started reciting the Vedam. So Jnaneshwar could make a buffalo to recite the Vedam. So imagine that realization inside Jnaneshwar. He is not seeing the buffalo. He is seeing the Krishna inside. In this, that is exactly what Prahlada is saying here. That vision has to come to us one day, somehow or the other. How that happens. That is why he is saying here, യസ്മിൻ യതോ യർഹിയേന ചയസ്യ യസ്മാദ് യസ്മൈ യഥാ യതുദയസ്ത്വപരപരോ വാ ഭാവകരോതി വികരോതി പൃഥക് സ്വഭാവം സഞ്ചോദിതസ്തദഖിലം ഭവത സ്വരൂപം. എവ്രിതിങ് ഈസ് കൃഷ്ണസ് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റേഷൻ എവ്രിബഡി. ആൻഡ് സീയിങ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്, ലൈക്ക് ദ വേ ജ്ഞാനേശ്വർ ഹാസ് സീൻ, ഓർ ലൈക്ക് ദ വേ Jnaneshwar has seen, or like the way Namadev had seen the dog. Remember, Namadev was chanting the holy name, and Namadev's wife came there with the chapati and sabji, everything. Namadev says to her that today I have already taken a vow to chant 100,000 names, holy names. So you can leave the prasadam there. She left everything there, chapati, sabji, everything, and she went home. A dog was watching all these things. Dog is only serious about the food. Dog thought this, he's chanting, let him chant. The wife was gone. Right time, he thought. He came and caught all of the chapati and bit it and was running away with the chapati. Namadev is looking and says, Panduranga, Panduranga is calling the dog. And says, how can you eat the chapati without the sabji? He says, then he running after the dog with the sabji. Have it with the sabji, he says. And then he caught hold of the dog and started feeding the chapati with the sabji. He's not seeing the dog. He's seeing Panduranga there. He's seeing Panduranga there. So this realization, this is what Prahlada is saying here. Sanjodis aghilam bhavada swarupam. Everything is Krishna. There's nothing else here. But that is a very higher vision, isn't it? The same thing happened to Ekanath. Ekanath was traveling from Banaras to Rameshwaram. And the system of Banaras, and he was traveling with the loads of other brahmanas from the village. They had to collect the Ganga Jalam, Ganga water, and then bring to Rameshwaram to perform the Abhishek for Lord Shiva in Rameshwaram. So when they have collected that, and they were walking from there, they had to pass through a desert. And it was very, very hot. And on the way, they saw this donkey lying there, looking for thirsty and about to die. Rameshwar say, our Ekanath Swamiji says that we have got water with us, which is being taken to Rameshwaram for the Abhishek. Let's give it to this to the donkey. So all the brahmana says, how can you do that? The water is meant for Abhishek for Shiva there. Ekanath Swami says, this is Shiva here, who is sitting here. And he started pouring the water into donkey's mouth. So other brahmanas got upset with Ekanath Swami and says to Ekanath Swami that if you start taking the water from us, we have struggled very hard to bring all the water here. And you will. So they all ran away, saying that Ekanath will ask them for the water. They left him. But Ekanath gave, at that time, that donkey gives the vision to Ekanath Swami in the form of Krishna. Krishna's vision to Ekanath at that time. Ekanath is not seeing the donkey. Ekanath is seeing Krishna inside. This is that effect here. You see that? Bhava karoti vikaroti. Karoti vikaroti. Different forms we are seeing. That's what he is saying. According to our bhavam inside. If our bhavam is donkey, then you will see donkey. If bhavam is Krishna, you will see Krishna. Bhava karodi vigarodi prithak svabhavam. This prithak svabhavam, this different experiences like this. Sanjodita sakilam bhavada swarupam. We have to get over this problem and come to the state of bhavada swarupam, Krishna's existence there. Seeing in this way is called Sri Bhagavata Dharmam. This is called Bhagavata Dharmam. Seeing that there is only Krishna in everybody, there is nothing else here. Not the external form, not the body, not the dress what we have got. Dress has no significance. But who is inside the dress, that's more important. That is what Prahlada is saying here. That's why that verse is, when the ahangaram goes away, remember, the first two lines are about ahangaram. Yasmin yato yarhi yena jayase yasmaan yasma yatha yadada yastabara parova. Ahangaram plays in different different positions the ahangaram takes in life, me, mine, in this way.
So when all of them goes away, when ahankaram die in a person, bhava karodi vigarodi prithak svabhavam sanchoditastad akilam bhavata swarupam, then that this realization comes. This realization comes. Saying that, Prahlada is analyzing that problem once again in a different way. That is the next verse. Mayamanam srajadi karmamayam baliyam kalena chodita gunanam athena pumsaham chandomayam yadajayarpidashodasharam samsara chakramaja koditarel tudanyaham. Mayamana srajadi karmamayam baliya kalena chodita gunanam athena pumsaham chandomayam yadajayarpidashodasharam samsara chakramaja koditarel tudanyaham. Prahlada is saying, Mayamana srajadi karmamayam baliyam. We are not able to see it like that. What Janeshwar, Ekanad and Namadev and all seeing, that way we are not able to see it in that way. For us, what is the reason? Mayamana srajadi. Mayamanam srajadi karmamayam baliyam. Because this thing called the maya, is the cause behind that. Because of maya, that is what's called maya. Due to the presence of maya, maya has packed one thing inside all of us. One thing she has packed and put it inside all of us. What is it called? The mind. The mind. That's what she has done. Otherwise, why she put this mind inside? Because of the presence of the mind inside, mayam manasrajadi. Manasrajadi means it has created this thing called mind. Who? Maya. Karmamayam baliyam. And in that mind, there is a loads of seeds inside that mind. And what do? It's not allowing you to sit quiet. It's not allowing to sit quiet. It makes you think, should I do this? Should I do that? Why shouldn't I do this? Why shouldn't I do that? Similarly, as long as this mind is inside, it creates this thinking that I should be doing something. I should be doing something. And in that process, it continuously pushes into vyavaharam, this mind. Pushes into vyavaharam, isn't it? And in everything what we do, the mind makes it as a vyavaharam. All our activities, it makes it as a vyavaharam. And it pushes us into it, and we get involved in everything. We get involved in everything. That is what he is saying there. Mayamanam srajadi. Maya creates this mind. And what is the nature of that mind? Karmamayam. It wants to act. If the mind is not there, we won't be doing things like the way we are doing now. Because there is mind behind it. The mind is very quick to push us into actions, is it not? Therefore, it is called karmamayam baliya. Karmamayam baliyam. So, when it pushes like that, it comes to vyavaharam. In vyavaharam, without dvaidam, you can't conduct vyavaharam. Is it not? Vyavaharam means dvaidam. There will be two people. One will do business with the other. That's dvaidam. Vyavaharam means dvaidam. So without dvaidam, you can't conduct vyavaharam. And as long as you have dvaidam, these thoughts cannot happen in this way. Like what he said in the last verse. To see Krishna in everything, that means egam, one. To see that advaita bhavam, to develop that, dvaidam is against that. Dvaidam won't allow that to happen. Dvaidam will act and it will push us into vyavaharam, karmamayam, baliyam. And once that dvaidam starts working, then it is difficult to get bhavakarodi vigarodi prataksvabhavam sanjodidastadagilam bhavadaswarupam. That to see that Krishna is in everyone, that egatvam, egam sadvipra bhudavadhandi, that one vastu who is present in all the living beings, that realization won't happen. That is why he is saying there. This is why this verse 21 is telling the problem in getting to the stage of 20. What is causing the problem for
20 is this verse 21. Mayamanasrajadi karmayam veliyam kalena chodida gunanum adena pumsaha chandomayam yadaja arpida shodasaram samsara chakramaja kodidarel tudanyaham. Then, because she pushes, she has put this mind inside us, and this mind is karmamayam, there is tendency to act, and in that way she pushes us into vyavaharam. And vyavaharam, once you go in, there will be dvaidam. Dvaidam means that there will be ragadvesham in the dvaidam. Dvaidam will create ragadvesham, isn't it? So he says there, kalena chodida gunana matena pumsam, he says. Because another force working behind that is this thing called time, kalam. Kalam means time. Kalam is another force which is operating from behind. What does the kalam does? What does kalam do? Kalam pushes this thing called mind, and it creates a desire inside us, forces us to act in one way or the other, or karmam, and in that way she binds us. You see, what kalam does to us, what time does to us, is that that it pushes the mind, and it creates desire inside. It creates desires inside. And once the desires have created, that's enough. We'll start working then. Karma will begin. Karma will begin with that. And through that way, through the influence of time and through the influence of karma, we get bound. We get bound in that way. And that maya which does that is the next two lines, what Prahlada is saying. Chandomayam yadaja yarpida shotasharam samsara chakramaja koditarel tudhanya. Chandomayam yadaja yarpida shotasharam. This is interesting because in Vedam, Karmakandam is there. Is it not? Karmakandam is there. So, you may ask, we are following the Vedic literature, we are following the Vaidika karmam, karmam that is prescribed in the Vedam, isn't it? And how is that Vaidika karmam performed? That is what he is saying there, Shodasharam. Shodasharam means 16 important purificatory processes in the Vedam. 16 important purificatory processes. There are many purificatory processes mentioned for depending on Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, for these 16 are important ones, but there is an extension of up to 40 even. Samskarams to be performed in a Brahmana's life. So, Chandomayam Yadaja Yarpida Shodasharam. These 16 important purificatory processes, they get involved in that and think that I've done all this, I'm purified. So, and in the form of that, this maya operates in the people's heart, among them. And then it comes in different form of emotions in us. Somehow or the other, it creates this whirlwind of karmam inside us, and it makes us karmamayam, makes life full of karmam. Karmam is a seed that is planted inside us, isn't it? You see how we are, without anybody telling us, everybody comes into action, is it not? That's the most interesting thing. Some or the other, we all get into some activity or the other throughout the day, without anybody telling us. So this push, where is this coming from? It is coming from the mind. And who put the mind in? Maya. Maya, it is, mind belongs to Maya, out of the eight. Bhumirapanalovayu kham mano buddhi revaja, Bhagavad Gita. So mind intelligence is a product of Maya. She has put that package into us. Into us. And once she has put that package, it will start operating. You don't have to worry about it. It will keep you going for the rest of the life. Won't allow you to think anything independently, freely from that. She will keep dictating from inside, this thing called mind. And you will keep on dancing to that whole life. That's our life in this world. Mayamanam srijati karmamayam veliyam. Kalena chodita gunanum adena pumsam. So, And karmamaya means you will get caught up in that whirlwind, whirlpool, and it will put him into darkness at the end, because it creates bondage, isn't it? So he will get bound at the end. That's enough. So by putting that mind inside, what Maya has done is, you'll keep on acting in this world, you'll create ragam, dvesham, dvaidabhavam inside, and finally you will get bound with the vasanas, what has been created inside. That's enough. She has done her job. And this nice package called mind, what she has put it in, that will keep you going for several lifetimes, as long as it's such a powerful thing, that mind. That is what Prahlad is saying there. Mayamanam srijati karmamayam beliyam kalena chodida gunanu madena pumsaha chandomayam idajayarpida shodasharam samsara jakramaja kotitarel tudanyaham. That once you have that mind operating inside, that is sufficient to create as many births as necessary. She will create one lifetime, a lot of asanas in this life, and that is sufficient to take you into the next life, to the next life, to the next life in this way, because this mind inside. So, and what else? What it does is that he buys a ticket here itself to go into the next world, wherever he is going, to engage in karmam there also, because of this mind inside. So, so even if he does not come back to this world, because this mind is inside, he will go to whichever world, Pitralokam, Prayalokam, or Gandharvalokam, or whichever lokam, wherever he goes there, he will start his karmam when he goes there. This is the subtlety of this mind. Imagine that. That here, this mind has given us enough problem in this body. And we are doing several different kind of things here. And then it creates vasanas. And that mind, suppose you had created some good vasanas inside us. And you got elevated to the higher planets, for example. Vidyadharas or Charanas or Gandharvas, whatever it may be. Even when you go there, you won't stop your actions. In Gandharva's body, the same mind is there. Body has changed. You got a Gandharva's body. But this subtle body inside, that goes into the Gandharva's gross body. And it activates the Gandharva's body there. That means Gandharva will also engage in the activities. Or if you have become a Vidyadhara, you will act like a Vidyadhara. But everything depends on this package inside, what Maya has put in, what is called the mind. So he is waiting, this mind is saying, if we leave this body, you get a higher body. In that body, I will start my actions again there. You are not able to escape from the karma. You can change the body to higher body, lower body, but you are not free from the karma still. See that way it is packaged. You can change your body, go to higher body, or go to a lower body, whatever it may be. But because the mind is there, it will not let you come out of the karmam itself. Karmam ayam beliyam. That karmam is the one that is causing all the problem, and that karmam is caused by the mind. And the mind is caused by Maya. So, Maya, karmam, and Maya, mind, karmam, and bondage. This is the way in which you get bound here. In this body or in the higher body, in the lower body. We are all, whether they are in the higher planets, in the earthly planet, or in the lower planet, all three planetary systems are within the field of karma. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that. Five factors, isn't it? At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about five factors. Ishvara, Prakriti, Jiva, Maya, Karma. Five indisputable factors. Till we come out of this, it's not possible. In the out of this five, Ishvara, Jiva, Maya, Prakriti, Maya, Karmam, and Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Maya, Karmam. Five things are operating there, and you are stuck in that. Krishna says in the 18th chapter. Time, not Prakriti, time. Ishvara, Jiva, time, Maya, karma. Five things. Ishvara, Jiva, time, Maya, and കർമ്മം. സോ സീ, കർമ്മം ഈസ് എ വെരി പവർഫുൾ ഫോഴ്സ് ഓപ്പറേറ്റിംഗ്. ഹൗ ക്യാൻ യു ഇഗ്നോർ കർമ്മം? And karma is basically a very fundamental force in our life, in this world. If you write off karma, that means you have not accepted what Krishna is saying then. Krishna is saying to us that these five factors, Ishvara, Jiva, Maya, time and karma. And all of them Prahlada is talking about here. Maya manasrajadi karma mayam baliyam kalena chodita gunanumadena pumsa ഛന്ദോമയം യഥജയർപ്പിത ഷോഡശാറ്റം സംസാര ചക്രമജ കോതി തരേൽ തുദന്യാഹം. സോ യു മേ ചേഞ്ച് ദ ബോഡി, സേ യു മേ ഗോൺ ടു വിദ്യാധരസ് ബോഡി ഓർ രാക്ഷസാസ് ബോഡി ഓർ അസുര ബോഡി, വട്ട് എവർ ബോഡി യു മേ ഗോ, ദിസ് കർമ്മം യു കാൻ സ്റ്റോപ്പ്. In human body, we are finding it difficult to stop the karma. So you can imagine what will happen in the asura body or rakshasa body. That is why whatever body you may get, at the end, if karma does not stop, that means repetition of birth and death again. Keep on accepting new bodies. Even if you go to the higher bodies, this problem will still be there because mind is there. So the mind arranges in such a way that when you go into the next body, there also you will start your karma. When you go to the lower body, you will start your karma there as well. So, yadajayarpida shodhasharam, he says. So, that Maya, Maya's capacity is like this. She catches us and puts us in one place. And what is that place? Samsara chakra maja kodi tarayil tudanyaha. That Prahlada is saying to Krishna, to Narasimham, that only one person can get over this problem of this material existence. Nobody else can get over this, he says. Samsara chakra maja kodi tarayil tudanyaha. What he is saying is here, it's a very important statement that is. Prahlada is saying here that only you alone can go beyond Maya. Saying to Narasimham. Why did he say like that? He's saying that Mayamayam, each of these verses are subtle philosophical Vedantam, it is. Pure Vedantam spoken in a very devotional way. മായാമനസ്രജതി കർമ്മമയം ബലിയം കാലേന ചോദിത ഗുണാനുമതേന പുംസ ഛന്ദോമയം യഥജയാർപ്പിത ഷോഡശാരം സംസാരചക്രം അജ കോതി കോതി തരേൽ തുധന്യഹ. ദി സംസാരചക്രം ഓൺലി യു എലോൺ ക്യാൻ ക്രോസ്, ഓൺലി യു എലോൺ ക്യാൻ ഗോ ബിയോണ്ട് ദൻ ദിസ്, നോ ബഡി എൽസ്, ഈ സൈ ടു Prahlada is saying to Narasimham, only you can go beyond the cycle of birth and death. Samsara chakra kodi ajam kodi tarel tudanyaham. And he's saying, except you, who else can cross this? Except you, who else can cross this? What does that mean? It means that unless jiva loses its jivatvam and comes to the platform of Atma, it cannot cross. If you have become Atma, you have become that Krishna's identity. Is it not? Once you have come to Krishna's, your identity as Atma, Krishna is Atma, that is the way to cross that. Todanya, otherwise not. That's what he's saying there. Samsara chakra maja kodi tarayil todanya. In other words, he's saying here that whoever becomes like you, he alone can go beyond this. So in the jiva state, it is not possible. As long as we remain as jiva, which means ahankaram inside, karmam inside, all that is a part of jiva. Jiva only has got karmam. Atma doesn't have karmam. So long as we are in the state of consciousness of a jiva, we will never cross. You can never cross. We will remain like this within the field of karmam. But once we have
identified ourselves with Atma, the importance of self-realization, that's what Prahlad is saying. Once you have become Atma, then we have become like Narasimham, the same Atma state, pure consciousness, untouched by the modes of nature or body, and you can cross the samsara chakram. Samsara chakram aja koti darel tudanya. As long as you remain separate from him and different from him, different from him. If you remain like that in this world, then that means if you remain as a jiva with ahangaram inside, then he will remain as samsari. That means in material existence, whether he is samsari or a sannyasi or a Vedic Hindu priest or whatever it may be, or a total hardcore materialist, doesn't matter. Nobody will be able to cross this. This is Prahlada's statement. Prahlada is saying, unless you lose your jivatvam, unless you lose your jivatvam, jiva, jiva means ahangaram inside, isn't it? And unless you lose that, whether you are a materialist or samsari who is involved in the material existence, or even if you are a sannyasi, or even if you are a Vaidika Brahmana, that means you are a priest in the Vaidic traditions, or you are a hardcore materialist, he is still within the circle of Maya, within the circle of Maya. So what is important here? What Prahlad is insisting is, till you come to this realization that I am not this jiva. Jiva state is ahangaram. Ahangaram is jiva. Vasanas inside and karmam inside, everything. All that has to go and come to our real identity as Atma. Once that happens, then we have the same qualities as Narasimham and we can cross this Maya to the other side. We can cross over Maya. That is such an important principle in the Vedantam. Prahlada has spoken in those two lines. Chandomayam, Chandasa means Vedic hymns. That is Chandomayam, Vedic hymns. Chandomayam, Yadajayarpida Shothasharam, Samsara Chakramaja, Koti Tarel Tudanyaha. Otherwise, there is no possibility of going beyond Maya. No, it's not possible to go beyond Maya. Prahlada is saying like that. So, even if you are a sannyasi or you are a Vaidya Brahmana or you are a hardcore materialist or you are samsari, no matter whatever it is, you are all still within the Maya. You are all within the Maya. Even you may be a sannyasi, you may be a grahastha, you may be a brahmachari. Till this ahangaram completely goes away from inside. Ahangaram means jivatvam. This ahangaram is the whole... Ahangaram is such an important factor in our subtle body that ahangaram is the pivot on which everything else is rotating. The body, the karmam, everything is centered around this ahangaram. So ahangaram has to die. It has to die. So the moment we get killed, this ahangaram gets killed. At that, and we have become to our pure identity as Atma, which is Krishna Swarupam. That means there is no Maya anymore there, only Brahman is present. And who is a person who is conscious of Brahman or who has become Brahman like that? He is Brahman himself. If he remains as Brahman, what is speciality with him then? Speciality is this, that he does not have this cover or the dress of the body or the mind or the intelligence or the ego or ajnanam, ignorance, or the cover of that, avaranam, what they call as avaranam. Avaranam, nothing. He doesn't have any of those things. That state is called Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam. Nityam, Shuddham, Buddham, Mukta, Swarupam, that is. And that is what he is saying, that Chandomayam, Yadajayarpida, Shothasharam, Samsara, Chakram, Ajakoti, Tarel, Tudanyaha. And that means he will remain in this body, but he will be addressed as Videhi. Videhi means one who doesn't have a body. Body is there, but he has no contact with the body anymore. Therefore, it's called Videhi. Body is there, but he has no contact with the body anymore. Remember, Krishna says this. Dehastobi, na dehasta. Dehastobi, na dehasta. He is in the body, but dehastobi, deham is there, na dehasta. But he is not in the body. That's it. That's what he is saying here.
Chandomayam vidajayarpida shotasharam samsara chakram cha koridharail turanyam.
So that person who is present in this body, within this body, but remain without the body, and in that state, if he is living in this world, then you can take it that he has gone out of Maya. He has gone out of Maya. But as long as you live in this world as identifying with the body, you can never say that you have gone out of Maya. So if anybody says that I was not in Maya, it doesn't mean anything. It's a false statement. That as long as you are identifying with the body, that is the test. People misunderstand that, isn't it? They say, oh, I was in pure Krishna consciousness. But you are in bodily consciousness also. When you say you are in pure Krishna consciousness, means you should have no contact with the body. You shouldn't feel that the body is existing. To that extent, you have to be free from the body. That is difficult to claim, isn't it? Who can claim that? So, practically you can see this, that even when we make this statement, we don't fully understand what that means. You can only say that, and a Jivan Mukta, liberated person, will never say that. That's another interesting thing. He doesn't have to say that to the world, that I was out of Maya. Because once you're out of Maya, you will realize that there is no such thing called Maya. That's the beauty of that. We are fighting against Maya all the time. And one day, when we realize our pure identity of spirit, consciousness, then we realize that this ignorance I had in me has gone. That's all it is. I didn't know there is no such thing called Maya. Maya has created this impression in us that she exists. And we are accepting that. And we are living in this ignorance. But once the ignorance leaves us, then you are looking for Maya and you see there is no such thing called Maya. That is the beauty of Maya. Akadda gadana padiyasi Maya. You see, no, Maya convinced us. Now, at the moment when you look at it, you see that Maya does exist. But when ignorance goes away, ajnanam goes away from inside, and then when you are seeing, looking everywhere, you realize that there is no such thing called Maya. So, that is what he is saying here. Chandomayam yadajayarpida shodasharam. What does that mean? It means that what does Maya does with us? She has put us in this giant wheel. In that giant wheel. And after putting, this wheel is continuously moving, rotating. She picked us up and put us in that, and she has gone. And she's gone. And that giant wheel is called the Samsara Chakram. Samsara Chakram. And Samsara Chakram. And it is interesting, if you are not in the wheel and standing outside and look at the wheel, how people are going up and down, isn't it? Only thing is, when you get into that wheel, you start feeling the misery. When you go into this fair where they have these wheels, isn't it? Giant wheels. Children are all sitting in the different buckets, and the buckets are going around all over. We can stand outside and watch them, how they are enjoying that. In that, some of them are frightened, they are crying and screaming out all the way. When they go to the top and coming down, they get frightened and they start screaming, isn't it? So, and sometimes this giant wheel, it turns up and down, it completely shakens your stomach when it brings you down, isn't it? It completely comes back. You get so shaken inside. Whatever taken breakfast, everything gets out from there. So, and you want to come out from that. But the company who is running it, he says, no, 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 you're paid for it. Get in, stay there. Well, that's how they treat us, isn't it?
and you stay in that wheel till the time is over. So, buying misery, paying and buying misery, in other words, is it not? You're buying the misery, pay for it and buy the misery. And so they won't let you out till it stops. Halfway, if you get frightened and say to them, stop it, I want to come out. No, you stay. You paid for it, it says. So, we ourselves buy it and sit there, and that is what Prahlada is saying here. Chandomayam yadajayarpidashodhasharam samsara chakram ajakoti tarel tudanyaha. That Maya, Prahlada is saying here, we go there, and it has got a lot of, this wheel has got a lot of spokes there. And she puts us in that wheel, and she keeps on rotating us in that. In there. Samsara chakramaja kodi dharel tudanya. Krishna is saying this in the Bhagavad Gita also. Ishvara sarvabhudanam hrudeshe arjuna tishtadi. Brahmayan sarvabhudani. Yantra rodhani maya. That's exactly what Prahlada is also saying. Isn't it? Yantra rodhani maya. We have no choice. Got inside now, we can't come out from that. Isn't it? So, Prahlada is saying that if you want to come out of this wheel, giant wheel, only your grace or your kripa, it can happen. It can happen. That is what he's saying in the next verse. Sattvam hi nitya vijitalma gunaswadhamna kalo vashikrita visarja visarga shakti chakre visrishtam ajayeshwara shotashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Sattvam hi nitya vijitalma gunaswadhamna kalo vashikrita visarja visarga shakti chakre visrishtam ajayeshwara shodashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. You are present inside me as the soul. Prahlada says to Narasimham, you are present inside me as the soul. And when I find you, when I look for you and find you inside, I see, realize this, that Sattvagunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam, these three modes are not touching you. It's only touching me, but it's not touching you. When I search and find you ultimately, these three modes of nature is not present in you. It's only present in me, isn't it? Because your nature is not to stick to anything. Atma does not stick to anything. No connection with the body, no connection with the mind, no connection with the modes of nature, no connection with intelligence, no connection with the ego. He is totally independent. That is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what did they use the word? Swarad. Remember? The word swarad in the first verse itself. Janmadyasa yadonvayad itarasa chet. Chate shabhitnya swarad. What does swarad mean? Swarad means this. Total independence. Never sticks to anything. In bhakti language you will say Krishna is totally independent. In Jnani's language you will say Atma is totally independent. That's all. Atma, very nature of Krishna is, or Atma is totally independent. Never mixes with the body, or the mind, or the intelligence, or the ego, or the senses, or anything in this world, matter. No contact with the matter. Always independent. Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam. So, you are present there, untouched by any of these things, by the Maya. And, not only that, three modes of material nature don't touch you. Time and space also don't touch you. It touches us. Jiva gets touched by time and space. Is it not? For us, we can't live without time and space. We are so attached to time and space, isn't it? We need it. If it is not there, we think, what life? This is us. Whereas Atma says, what time, what space for Atma? He is not never touched by time and space. We, Jiva, is touched by time and space. What else? Mind, what Maya has put it in, cannot touch Atma.
cannot touch Atma. So once we identify with Atma, if you get to that identity, none of these things can touch us anymore. Maya cannot touch, mind cannot touch, time and space cannot touch, nor the three modes of material nature, sattugunam, rajogunam, tamogunam, it cannot touch us. None of them can touch us. We are completely free. That's why it's called sarad. Sarad means totally independent. Totally independent. Completely independent. Nobody can change anything in the Atma. But once you leave that, once you lose that center, and if you come to the circumference or the periphery, then all of them are waiting there to catch us. All of them are waiting there to catch us. Time and space is waiting. Three modes of material nature is waiting. Mind is waiting to catch us. And what he's saying? Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. That means, that is an interesting comparison. This chakra visrishtam ajayeshwara shodashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. You know this sugar cane. Sugar cane, it's big rods, isn't it? Big stick they are. If you see the sugar cane when it is cut from the field, transported to the sugar factory, if you look at huge bundles of them going in the trucks to the sugar plant. And these people who buy them in the factory, it does in a big scale, but smaller level people buy them. And on the roadside you see them selling sugarcane juice. Devotee's favorite juice. Gives a lot of happiness drinking that. Cheap and very... Sridhara Swami mentions that. In the commentary he says there, Ikshudandavad. Ikshudandavad means that how this sugarcane juice, how they extract from that sugar, that danda. That means they have got this a small motor operating a few gears, you must have seen on the roadside. And it will be continuously running. And what he does, this man, he puts this rod-like thing into this machine and the juice is falling from that. But if you observe him, he will not let it go like that. He will take it out second time again, puts it through. And takes it out again third time, and you are standing and watching that, and he gets a few drops of that, and when he finally gets it out, there will be nothing left in that, in that sugar cane which was there. And then what he does, he will pour whatever he got from that into huge glasses and gives you. He puts some masala or whatever that to make, add it to the taste, and it's quite price wise it's worthwhile, especially in that heat. When you get that, you feel a relief altogether, isn't it? Similarly, in the same way, what does Maya do? Maya does is that she has to do this job with all of us. This is her gear wheels, this world. She has put us inside this. And we keep going in these wheels, right? One after the other. She squeezes out something. What is she squeezing out? Our ahangaram. She takes it out. And then if there is some ahangaram left, she puts us back inside again and turns the wheel like the man turning the wheel. Sridhara Swami is the comparison this is. So that means it existed even at that time. Sridhara Swami's time, this must have been going on. So he's saying that you will keep on squeezing out, till the whole ahangaram goes away from inside. Ahangaram won't go. The very nature of ahangaram is it goes, it comes back again. So Maya's duty is this, that she has to continuously put us in this cycle and keep on going like that. And that means in these wheels, gear wheel, what if you look at the machine, what they operate, it's only two gears and a flywheel and a belt and a motor at the bottom. That's all, it's finished. Very simple mechanism it is. But power supply should be there. And that you'll put two wires inside it. It's not the electricity, all kinds of safety things doesn't exist there. She finds a connection somewhere from the tree, puts a cable down and puts it 2 wires inside. Whatever happens, it happens. If he gets killed, he gets killed. Doesn't matter. But that's the system. So, so if when you see this, juice is still coming out from the sugar cane. And you start wondering, oh, I thought all the juice is over. It's, no, he keeps putting it back again and again. Juice is still keep coming out from that. So once it so happened, a new person who hasn't seen this before, he had come. So they showed him that the juices, you can, if you want, you can have the juices, and gave him a whole rod of this cane, sugar cane. He didn't know what to do with it. He just thinks this is a huge stick. What are you going to do with that? So, so he thought it is like the leg of a stool or something like that, a huge stick like that. So he didn't know that it was sweet, that sugarcane was sweet. So, but to get that juice, you have to put it through the machine. And we are also like the sugarcane. We are like that sugarcane. There is some sweetness inside us. That is Krishna. Krishna inside, that is our sweetness. But that sweetness won't come out, but because we are like the sugarcane, that rod, it's like, that is our present situation. The sweetness is inside us. It has to be taken out, like the, like you take out the sugarcane juice from the sugarcane. Similarly, we are like the sugarcane. There is juice inside, Atma, who is present inside. But we appear as though like the sugarcane from the field straight away. Therefore, Maya, mother, she out of her causeless mercy for us, she puts us into this cycle of Prakriti and wants to bring that sweetness in us outside. And that is what he is saying here. Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha. Nishpidhyamanam apusham. Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. So what she does is, she puts us in this wheel and keeps on moving these wheels. And what happens is, when she is squeezing out us, all of us, in this Maya, when she is squeezing out, she is checking where is the ahankaram inside in all of us. She will hit you there, because that's where that's what's causing the problem. So you can see that, and that is, we take it as misery then, isn't it? When we get hit at the particular spot in life, wherever where is ahankaram is strong, that's where she hits. That's where she hits. So wherever that ahankaram remains, she will keep beating there again and again to get the juice out from there. And in this way, she prepares us for realizing the self. And for example, you can see in the material life, you get insulted, you get offended in different ways. But actually, an intelligent person who has experienced that distress in this life, he is seeing the sweetness in that. Sweetness in that. That is also Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is there. Why? Because imagine, suppose there is no distress in life. All through the life it's all happiness. Then you can more or less take it. If a person is feeling like that, he has come fresh from the animal species. If you feel happiness throughout life without feeling any distress in life, and throughout life if you are feeling happy, you can take it that he has come fresh from the animal species. Only then you can feel it, happiness in that way, in the life. So, therefore, that is why Krishna has given it like that, because what's his situation? He doesn't know anything. Basically, he is finding life full of happiness. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Nothing else. That mentality. That's coming from that. So, all he knows is ego, ahankaram. No depth inside. The person is full of ahankaram, but there is no depth inside. And he does not know anything about others. He does not know anything about others. Only his own selfishness. That is that nature. You can see this also in this world. People like that. Only his own selfish interest, nothing else matters to him. And he finds happiness everywhere in the world through his own selfishness. And that is what he is saying here. Prahlada is saying here. That chakre visrishtam ajayeshwara shodashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Only his own happiness, that is what matters to him. It is coming from that animal species. When you come from animal body to human body, the person's consciousness will be like that first time. When he comes from the animal body to human body, he'll be very, very selfish, completely focused on himself. Only his own happiness in this world, nothing else matters. So only his own happiness, that's what it matters. So that person, he starts his life here in the human body, and then he starts getting problems in this world and suffering like this, and many, many distresses keeps coming to him. And then at that time, when the distress comes, a different kind of sweetness he starts experiencing from life. That will happen in this lifetime or in the next lifetime or the life after. In one lifetime this will happen. And that is why Krishna constantly showers us with the distress in this world. And just like in that wheel, he puts us in and keeps squeezing out in the same way. There is a juice inside us, but that juice will not come out and it will not start flowing outside. Sudha dhara saraihi. In Saundarya Lahari mentions like this. Sudha dhara saraihi. That sudha, that nectar, dhara, that is flowing inside, which is the very essence of everything. Sudha dhara saraihi. Sudha dhara saram, Acharya Swamiji mentions in the Saundarya Lahari, that it is capable of releasing nectar, but nothing is coming for us. All we are getting now is sweat, blood and tears. That's what's our present state, isn't it? And in this way we keep on through this sweat, blood and tears, and only distress, but the sweetness is not coming out. So, for the sweetness to come out, when it's not coming out, Krishna starts beating us. Krishna starts beating us. And that's what he's saying. Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Because only if we get beaten, we will surrender. Otherwise, we won't surrender. Nobody has surrendered in this world with intelligence. It's not possible. Exceptional cases are there. Very exceptional. But Shastram doesn't talk about exceptional cases. Shastram talks about general people, everybody, all of us like that. So for us, unless we are beaten, we won't surrender. Isn't it? We need beating. Like Kaliya said to Krishna, kick me, he said. Kick me as much as you can, he said. So that that ego inside my mind, inside my head, let that go. What prompted me to come and attack you was my ego inside. If that has to go, you have to kick me. And that is what Kaliya Mardhanam is all about, killing the Kaliya. That ahankaram inside has to get kicked so many times, so that once you get kicked many, many times, you'll start vomiting it. Therefore, so what will happen? When distress comes continuously in life, you won't forget Krishna. You won't forget Krishna. And samsara dukham, the distress in the life, and that misery is what that comes from that. And in this way, Krishna will continuously put us through that and make us remember about Him all the time without losing our memory of Him. Otherwise, we won't remember Krishna. If there is no distress in life, who will come to hear Bhagavatam? Nobody will come, would they? They'll say, we have got 100 and odd things to do in this world to enjoy. Bhagavatam we can see later. I don't need Bhagavatam now. That will be their approach. But Krishna puts it in such a way that creates that misery to such an extent that you want to surrender to Krishna, and that makes this happen. So, now that does not mean that if you come for Bhagavatam, all the miseries will go. That's not the answer for that. Because you can see this, that for some time, if you have experienced happiness,
that you will also get bored there. With happiness also you get bored. And happiness you have to experience and distress also you have to experience. Said, just because you have only experienced happiness, that doesn't mean that you have total fulfillment, isn't it? In reality, happiness is also another kind of distress. All happiness in this world is also another kind of distress. Because if you keep on experiencing happiness in this world, you will see that sometimes people who commit suicide in this world, it is these people who had a lot of happiness in their life. Too much happiness. They get bored with it. There is nothing else in life to look forward to. Isn't it? Many of these great celebrities who commit suicide, you saw so many cases all the time coming out. If you look into their life, they had a lot of money, lot of sense enjoyment, a lot of so-called happiness, in other words. They had all that, and finally they go and kill themselves. Why? That is to show to us that happiness what they were talking about is not real happiness. It's a sense enjoyment that they were trying, misinterpreted as happiness. And they're trying to enjoy that. So, because the nature is like this, this so-called happiness in this world also one day gets depressed. He becomes depressed. Because the reason is, he is situated on the surface. He's situated on the surface. We are saying that he is happy. If he is happy, and if that happiness is on the surface, surface means, surface is body, isn't it? So if your happiness is on the surface or in the body, that will remain in the surface only. It is not gone into the depth. Whereas look at Sudama, nothing in the surface, everything in the depth. So for that happiness you find proper happiness. Any happiness that is on the surface will remain in the surface, and you will get one day affected by that. You will suffer from that. Because he is in the surface. He is on the surface. So, so those who are experiencing that distress, we keep saying to people also, after all this happiness is on the surface, isn't it? We say like that. But if you keep experiencing distress, what's happening is that there is a little chance, that possibility that you will leave the surface and you will start going deeper. Otherwise it won't happen. When distress comes, you will start moving from the surface, going inwards, deep, in a deeper level. So that is why that going deeper level is what Prahlada is calling it as Nishpidhyam. Nishpidhyam means that. Nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Prahlada packaged all these things into that line. That we are living in the surface through the body, in the level of the body and the mind. And when we are living like this, we will never go deeper inside and find out what is inside. But in order that to happen, Krishna hammers us with all kinds of problems and miseries of this world. When so many problems and miseries comes like that, we started waking up. And when we get beaten and beaten, and then we start going deeper and deeper. Otherwise we won't go. Even if you read Sridhara Swami's life, if you have read, you will notice this. Sridhara Swami, great devotee, great personality, wrote Srimad Bhagavatam's famous commentary, Sridhariyam, Bhaktapriya and all that. Life was a great distress. Lot of distress he had gone through. How he lived in Benares, Veni Madhava temple where he wrote Srimad Bhagavata commentary. His life was a great, great misery. But that misery did not disturb him. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam was inside. That is why. So they know that this going deeper won't happen unless that misery hasn't come to them in life. So, so even though Krishna is giving us all this misery, but if we don't forget Krishna, even in that situation, then Brihadaranyam says this, Upanishad says like this, one who has realized this, all the miseries in this world will become an austerity for him. All the miseries of this world
will become an austerity for him who has this knowledge. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says like this. Because when distress comes, instead of getting disturbed over that, if you have that proper knowledge inside, even though distress is there, it becomes an austerity inside. Tapasya. It becomes a tapasya. Tapasya. That is why great personalities, as much as possible, they ignore the body. When bodily miseries comes, they ignore the body and try to accept that this misery has been given to me to make me more introspective, reflective about it. That's the way they take it. Similarly, all other miseries in life, they see it in that way. So, that is what Ya Esha Paramam Tapa, Upanishad says. Yad Esha Paramam Tapa. So, whatever distress comes in this world, in whichever form, either through illnesses or any other way, if he is remaining in knowledge, it becomes an austerity for him, tapasya for him. And all the distress that Prakriti is giving to her, he will turn that into what is called tapasya, to austerity. That is the right way to do it. That distress is coming, but turn that into austerity. To turn that into austerity. Because distress comes, I know it is hard. Sometimes in life, so many different kinds of distress will come. There is nothing you can do about it. In the form of disease, separation from people, from the close members of the family, society and all that. Or sometimes financially, you could be thrown into great difficulties. Which way miseries will come, you will never know. Miseries will definitely come. But Brihadaranyaka says, for a jnani who has proper understanding, he turns every misery that comes, turns that into austerity. Turns that into a austerity. Therefore, this Maya, what it does is, she puts us in, like the sugar cane, puts it into that wheels, gear wheels, and sucks everything out from us. And what happens then? What happens is, as much as more and more I experience this distress and misery of this world, the power of Shraddha inside me starts building up. Shraddha Shakti gets stronger, isn't it? And that Shraddha is the only power what we have. At the moment, that Shraddha is centered around my body, around my mind, intelligence and Ahankara, isn't it? This Shraddha, where is the Shraddha at the moment? In the body, in the mind, intelligence and Ahankara. And that will leave that and it will go back to its original abode, Sodhamam. Sodhamam is that, is where Antaryami lives. It goes there. So at that time, it starts taking shelter of that truth, what is inside. So, what is inside, that Sodhamam is that thing which is inside, which is not touched by Maya. Which is not touched by Maya. Chit. Chit Sakti or Chit Sarupam. And till it goes and touches that, up to that point, the Shraddha goes and touches that Antaryami inside, up to that point, I have to suffer in this world. That is what he is saying here in the 22nd verse. Satvam hi nitya vijitalma gunas sudhamnam kalo vashikrita visarja visarga shakti chakre visrishtam ajayeshwara shotashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Prahlada is analyzing that. When will this Maya leave me? When my Ahankaram goes completely. When I get squeezed out by Maya through this gear wheel, like a sugar cane, chakre visrishtam ajayeshwara shotashare nishpidhyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Prapannam means total surrender. Totally surrender means completely the ego goes from inside. Completely ego goes from inside. Alright. In this world, there are many, many great personalities, isn't it? And there are many people who don't experience distress like the way we are experiencing distress. People who are in the big positions. And why not be like them? Prahlada is saying, I don't want any position here. I don't want any position here. Because I have seen what position means. My father, he says, who had a position like him in this world? He's talking about Hiranyakashipu. He's saying that similarly, people who are saying in this world, I have this position, that position, and whoever is saying like that, all of them, they used to get frightened when they've seen my father. They used to get frightened after seeing Hiranyakashipu, isn't it? And if my father, by a smile, only just had to smile, those who are sitting on the thrones will fall on the ground, paying their obeisances to him. To that extent, he has control over everybody. Such a big controller he was, this Hiranyakashipu. So, that my father, you have beaten him to death now. You have beaten him to death. Then, after seeing this, Prahlada says, I don't want this position, he says. Position is the whole problem. He said, I have learned enough from this, what has happened to my father. And everybody, great personalities in this world, they have all gone. And material misery is concerned, it is equal for everybody. Everybody gets it, and it is the same for everybody. If it is like this, whom shall I go and take shelter? Prahlada says. Whom would I go and take shelter? That anybody, if you are taking shelter in this world, Prahlada's point is, you are thinking that he has got a position, but tomorrow he also gets beaten by you one day. You can see everybody, isn't it? The fact that old age and death is there, that's enough. Enough proof to accept this principle, what Prahlada is saying. Whether you are American president 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, doesn't matter. Finally he gets old, he gets sick, and he dies and he gone. Is there any better proof than that? No matter who it is in this world, big people, Hitler, same, and similarly so many others, Napoleon, Mussolini, or whatever, all the big men who came to this world, everybody gets beaten at the end, and they have to leave this world in a misery. So, when it is like this, Prahlada is saying, what's the point in going to all these people? So, therefore, he says in the next verse, I don't want to go in that route. That is the next verse. Drishtvamayam divi vibho akhila dishnyavanam ayushriyo vibhavam ichadiyan janoyam ye asmadpidu kupidahasa vijrumbidhabru vispurjidena lulidasadude nirastaham. Drishtvamaya divi vibhom akhila dishnyavanam ayushriyo vibhavam ichadiyan janoyam ye asmadpidu kupidahasa vijrumbidhabru vispurjidena lulidasadude nirastaham. Is saying that if you see, think that I want to live in this world for a long period of time, how long? Sometimes people say, I would like to live a long life. Sometimes people say, I would like to live with a lot of wealth in this world. And what will you do with this, with so much wealth? He says, Ayushriyo vibhavam icchadiyan janoyam. Ye asmat pidu kubidahasu vijrumbidabhru. My father, with anger, or if he roared sometimes, even if he eyelashes, if he just moves, that was enough. I have seen all these demigods and all standing in front of him, frightened of him, Hiranyakashipu's strength. Such a powerful person is this Hiranyakashipu. And why is that? He says, Vispurjivena lulita sadude nirastaha. Vispurujudena Lulida Sadude Nirasa. Then Hiranyakashipu, what have you done with him? Just like you remove a wet cloth from your body and throw it away, in such a way you have dealt with him. You have dealt with him in a such a contemptuous way. You have killed him like this and thrown him out from here. He is Prahlada saying to Narasimham that this Hiranyakashipu, who used to give terrorize people, frighten them with his strength, and people used to get frightened if he moves one of his eyelashes. And what have you done with him? Prahlada says to Narasimham, you have taken him out like a wet cloth from the body and squeeze the water out and throw it away. In the same, like when you squeeze, when wet cloth, you take the wet cloth and squeeze the water out and throw away. Similarly, you have taken this Hiranyakashipu and squeezed out from him his intestines, everything, and threw his body away. That's his position. That is his position. And therefore, therefore he says here that why did that happen? Because he did not accept you. He did not accept you. So therefore, even though he had everything else, because he didn't accept you, this has happened. Therefore, all the other things was not of much help to him, did not benefit him. So even though, if you remain in this world as a beggar, even if you have nothing in this world, remain as a beggar. But if you remain as a person with the knowledge of the self, you can live in this world in perfection. That is the important message. Even though you live in this world without any wealth, but if you have knowledge of the self, self-realization, then you can remain in this world in perfection. Instead, even if you have everything and live as an emperor, you got all possessions of everything, but if you are an ignorant person, you will never be perfect, you will never be satisfied, there will be no shanti inside or fulfillment inside. You can see Prahlada is saying here, go and look at all the big people in this world. And whomever people address in this world as great personalities and advertise them in that way, if you go close to them and look at them, you can see there, are they really perfect? Are they really perfect? Na sukham indrasyatu, na sukham chakravartiha, sukhamati viraktasya, mune ekanda jivitaha. Vasishtam, Jnana Vasishtam, Yoga Vasishtam, this is all the names of the same book. Vasishtha says to Ramachandra like this, na sukham indrasyaho, Indra doesn't have sukham, happiness in life. Na sukham chakravarti, Chakravarti, emperor also doesn't have sukham here. Sukham asti viraktasya muni ekanda jivitam. But the muni who lives in the forest alone, ekanda jivitam, living in solitude, that muni, who is detached from everything, he has got sukham. He has got sukham. So, Indra doesn't have sukham, Chakravarti doesn't have sukham, but muni, living in the forest, who have experience of the self, he has got sukham. Yeah. Na sukham indrasyahu, na sukham chakravartiha, sukham atti viraktasya, muni ekanda jivitaha. Yogavasishtam says. So when that experience comes inside, the bliss of the soul, and that happiness that comes, then everything that outside becomes insignificant. Becomes insignificant. If you sit on a golden throne, will you be happy? Because, or if you sleep on a golden bed, will you be happy? Because Hiranyakashipu means golden bed, isn't it? You see, all the names in the Bhagavadam, they are not real names. These names are to reflect the vasana of a person. Every name in the Bhagavadam is not the real names of that person. Actually, these are his vasanas are reflecting in that name. Duryodhana, Kamsa, all of them if you take, you will see this thing. So Hiranyakashipu means golden bed. That's what it means. So Hiranyakashipu means he was very fond of luxurious life. And sleeping on the golden bed means, you can imagine, Even if you pay 5,000 pounds a night in the London hotel, you won't get a golden bed, would you? He'll get you one of the best beds, but golden bed, purely gold made of. So that won't happen. So Prahlad is asking, even if you live so luxuriously in life, will you be happy? Because even if we have everything in this world, if Krishna within the heart, if he is not there, if you are not feeling the presence of Krishna inside, that bhakti or anandam, it will not come from the golden bed. It has to come from Krishna inside. That is why properly when we say that bhakti or anandam or shanti, that comes from Krishna in the heart. Krishna in the heart. So without realizing Krishna, without knowing Krishna in the heart, all other things in this world cannot give us happiness. On the surface it may give you some pleasure, but real happiness, what shanti, what Krishna is talking about, Prahlad is talking about, will never happen. He is asking, that is that fulfillment, perfection, where you don't want anything anymore. That or fulfillment, as it's called, will not come from outside. Because that fulfillment was not there, therefore, this my father who is so powerful, he has lost everything and he is lying here like this. He said, his intestines is outside, has come out. And just like you see, sometimes when the cars run through a dog or a cat, they'll be lying there for a few hours or a few days till somebody takes it out from there. Council people will come and probably remove it. But sometimes when rabbits or dogs or cats, when they get killed and lie on the road, when you see that, what do you feel about that? The same way Prahlad is saying here, look at him. Like that he is lying here now, about Hiranyakashipu, he is saying here. That because time personified has finished him. What the reason? There is no bhakti in the heart. Bhakti means that because there was no bhakti means there is no grace, Krishna's grace on him. And because there was no Krishna's grace, all his power was a total waste. All his power was a total waste. That's what Prahlada is explaining here to us. And look at the next verse. That tasmad, therefore, tasmad amutanubradamaham ashishojnyam ayushriyam vibhoma indriyam avirinjal nechamide vilulidan ruvikramena kalalpano vanayamam nijabrithya parshvam tasmad amutanubradamaham ashishojnyam ayushriyam vibhoma indriyam avirinjal നേച്ഛാമിതേ വിലുളിതാമൊരു വിക്രമേണ കാലാത്മനോപനയമം നിജഭൃത്യ പാർശ്വം. നിജഭൃത്യ പാർശ്വം. ഹിയർ പ്രഹ്ലാദ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ദാറ്റ് അമോഹതനുബൃതം ആശിഷ. ഹ്യൂമൻ ബോഡി, ഹ്യൂമൻ സൊസൈറ്റി, ഹു ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ദെയർ ഹ്യൂമൻ ബോഡി, what all things he will desire in that body, I have seen, Prahlada says. I have seen them. I know everything about them because I have seen everything in them. Some Mahatmas are like that. They say, you have seen this in great some personalities. For example, king's children. They have seen everything. They had enough wealth. Lord Buddha's life, for example. Buddha was son of an emperor, wasn't it? Powerful personality. And what happened was, in Lord Buddha's case, Buddha's father called the astrologers and looked at his chart. Buddha's chart was made, astrological chart. And the chart said that he will be a sannyasi. Sannyasa Yogam, it is called. He will become a sannyasi later on. So what his father did, he wanted to change that chart so that he doesn't become a sannyasi. So what he did was, he tried to make Buddha's life as comfortable as possible. Because when he saw this Sannyasa Yogam, father wanted a successor to the throne. That's what they will do, isn't it?
So what he did was, he thought that if Buddha's life becomes very happy by giving everything to him, so he built different palaces for him to live. In rainy season one, in the winter season one, in the summer season one, on different seasons to live in different palaces. And he built all that, and all these palaces were filled with all kinds of sense enjoying means was provided, because he does not want his son to see any distress in this world. Any distress in this world. But it didn't work that way. It didn't happen that way. At the age of 29, he got married, and his wife Yashodhara, she became pregnant. At that time the king thought, he was feeling happy, the father was feeling happy, now that he got married, he got a son, he won't escape. That's how we catch everybody, isn't it? Get them married and get a child, and then everything will be okay after that. He'll get settled, as we say. We get them settled in this way. So the same thing, Buddha's father also did the same thing. Got him married, Yashodhara became pregnant, and a child was born. And now he can't escape. It's a very subtle way of putting the thread on the neck and tying him down. So he did that. So it was at that time Buddha got this desire, I want to go and see all the world. Want to see what's outside in this world, he thought. So Buddha's father thought that he provided a chariot to him and told this charioteer that, this all in the Buddha Katha, if you read you will see that, told him, don't take him to places where there is any old people, sick people, or any material miseries. Take him to all the nice areas. That suppose somebody comes to visit London, you take him to Mayfair, Oxford Street, Tottenham Court Road and all, where everybody is shopping, spending money freely, going to restaurants, eating. But instead you take him to places like, you know, where nobody wants to go there, where there is trouble all the time, shooting and killing and all that. Nobody wants to go. So people go back and say, oh, London is fantastic, he says. Everything is so beautiful in London. I think whole London is not like Oxford Street, is it? So this is exactly what his father did. He told him, you take him to all those areas of the Oxford Street of that place, wherever he was there at that time, and show him all that and bring him back, he said to him. And never show him anything anywhere problems are there. Problem areas don't go anywhere. So, and he instructed this to this charioteer. But time has come for Siddhartha to become Buddha. Siddhartha to become Buddha. So, and here what you will find there, that the demigods, they have entered into this charioteer's body. Siddhas, they have, all the Siddhas, they entered into charioteer's body. And they came dressed up in front of him, and they are saying that once they are going, they came on the way, and one person, first time, Buddha, Siddhartha is seeing a person who is sick in the body. He is seeing somebody who is sick in this body. And he is lying down there on the street who is sick. And there is these questions between charioteer and Buddha. Famous that is, all this conversation. Buddha is asking, why is he suffering? Why is this problem? He said, he is sick. Will I get sick? He is asking. Yes, you can also get sick. Like this, then he sees an older person lying on the street, unable to walk. Siddhartha is asking, will I get old? Charioteer said, yes, you will also get old. Everybody will get old. Like this, he gives answer. So, and Siddhartha is asking questions, and charioteer had to tell him all these things. And he says, when somebody was sick, he says, what is that? He said, this is called sickness, he said, to the body. So, will that kind of sickness can come to me? And charioteer said, yes, you can also get sick like that. Will Yashodhara get sick like this? He asked the question. He says, yes, Yashodhara can get sick.
what will happen to my child? He can also get, the child can also get sick. And what about death? What about death? He asked. Charitable says it can also come to anybody. And so death can come, disease can come, and it can come to everybody, he said. Definitely death will come and old age will come, but sometimes old age may not come. In the youth itself you can die and go, but death will definitely come. The charioteer explained everything to Siddhartha. That death is there. Krishna says, Janmam Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukham Doshanu Darshanam. So where is difference between Buddha and Krishna? Where is the difference? What Buddha is saying, what Krishna is saying, where is the difference? Whatever Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, same thing Buddha is saying also. Buddha is also realizing it here. So, by the time, after all this journey, this was the time happened after the marriage, it is. By the time happened, the child is born. When a child is born, the child is feeling that I have come to this world, isn't it? Child feels that I have come to this world to play, enjoy here. Dukkha doshanu darshanam. Krishna is saying, seeing all these situations, that vairagyam came to Buddha. Vairagyam came to Buddha. Iha janmani kasya radirna bhaved. That's when he said that. Iha janmani kasya radirna bhaved. Where is that place where there is a happiness where these things don't happen? Which one? Death, old age, and separation from others, isn't it? When all these distress is there in this world, where is the happiness here? Buddha thought like that. So, if all these problems were not there, then I can be happy. In this way, saying this, Buddha left the palace and walked out from there. Walked out from there. So, even though all the happiness were there at home, in the palace, and all happiness in whichever possible way you try to give it to that person, if that jiva has vairagyam inside, if the jiva has vairagyam inside, you won't be able to hold him back. You won't be able to hold him back. This is what that life is teaching us. Because there was vairagyam inside Buddha, in spite of the fact that the father has provided all facilities in life to enjoy life, and in spite of all that, because of vairagyam inside, he decided to go. He decided to go. And that is what we call as niyati or destiny, whichever way you call it. And so you can see that difference, how it happens in life with people. Some people, they don't have anything. They will desire everything in this world. They will desire everything in this world. They will take every week the ticket, lottery ticket. When will I win? When will I win? In this way. Bhartrihari says that. Bhartrihari mentions this, that there are people like this, he said, that great yogis, they leave all the comforts at home and walk away from there. And we are unable to leave our palace. And the way Bhartrihari says that is very interesting. He says, oh, are you living in a palace? Bhartrihari says, yes, I live in a palace, only in the dream state. I am in the palace, he says. In the dream state, I am assuming I am living in a huge palace, the swimming pool and the lakes, everything. And I've got horses, elephants. Instead, you can imagine BMWs and Mercedes all parked there. And you are unable to leave that palace, which in the dream state. You don't want to leave that, isn't it? So, that, and Bhartrihari is asking, if you say that, have you got all these things? He says, the man says that, I haven't got it at the moment, but I've got it in my dreams, I've got all those things. So I'm finding that palace in the dream, even finding it difficult to leave that. So imagine if you have got real ones in the vacant state, if you had. What has happened in the dream state, that palace, you are struggling to leave that. So in the dream state palace, if you are struggling to leave behind, what will happen if that palace and all these facilities appears in the vacant state? So that is why Bhartahari says, the mind is so powerful, he is capable of holding on all these things strongly inside. So therefore, giving up is not an easy thing. Asmagam tu manoratho parajidam prasad kuvapi tadam vairagya shatakam. If you read Bhartahari's Vairagya Shatakam, there is a verse which talks about this. Prahlada is also saying here, whatever people are desiring, I have seen all that. He is saying to Narasimham that avirinjad, from Brahma's planet onwards, I have seen this, and and I have not seen any benefit in the middle of all these things. And also Prahlad says, I have also seen the heavenly planets. Why? Because Hiranyakashipu has taken him there as well and shown him everything. Just like sometimes people send their children on vacation to America or to somewhere else. So Hiranyakashipu sent his son on a vacation there to heavenly planets. Go and spend a couple of weeks there and come back. He told him. So he must have gone to Hiranyakashipu. Otherwise, why Prahlada says like this? Prahlada must have seen the heavenly planets, seen the Indra's elephant, Airavadam, Uchaishravas and everything. So Prahlada, only 5-year-old boy, he is saying this, I have seen everything. That's what he is saying there. Tasmadavastha nibhradam ahamashishochyam ayushriyam vibhavam aindriyam avirinjad. Avirinjad means from Lord Brahma onwards, I have seen everything. That means Prahlada has travelled to the other planets as well. Father must have sent him to look at them. They are all under his control. So there is no problem for sending him, isn't it? So he sent him there also. That's what he is saying. Tasmadamu tanibhradam aham ashishochyam ayushriyam vibhavam aindriyam avirinjat, from Brahma onwards. So a 5-year-old boy, Prahlada, is saying this. So naturally he must have been sent there. And whatever we desire in this world, vibhavam, vibhavam means all the different items, what we have, ayu, ayusa, shriyam, shri, everything. And I have seen all those things. Then he is saying, ne ichhami te vilulidan uruvikramena kalal manovanayam amnija prityaparshvam. But I don't want any of those things, he says. I don't want any of those things. Even all these great vibhavams in the heavenly planets, what they have got, I'm not looking forward to that. There's only 2 children who have spoken like this in the whole history of Vedic tradition. One is Prahlada and other one is Nachiketas. In Katapanishad you will see Nachiketas in the same way. Nachiketas and Prahlada are the only 2 children who had this intelligence to speak like this at the age of 5. They were both the same age group. In Katapanishad, Nachiketas spoke to Yama the same thing. Yama is offering everything to Nachiketas. Chariots, life in the heavenly planets, Apsaras women, all the wealth and jewelry and everything whatever he wanted. Elephants, horses, chariots, whatever they considered wealth at that time, it was offered to Nachiketas by Yama. Yama says, no, keep to yourself. And here Prahlada is saying to Narasimham the same thing. I have seen all that. I don't need them anymore. So Yama went to brought all these things and in front of Nachiketas and told him, take this, take this, take this, he says to him. But never ask me about death. That secret of the death, that's the only thing you should not ask me. And you will see in the how it is comes in the Katavanishad. Exactly like the way Prahlada is talking here. It's the same thing there, you will the offer, special offers from Yama. Verse 25 in the first chapter. Ye ye kamaha durlabha martya loge sarvan kaman chandada prarthayaswa ima ramaha saradaha saturya nahidrisha lambhaniya manusheihi. ആഭർമ്മൽ പ്രത്ഥാവി പരിചാരയസ്വ നചികേതോ മരണം മാനുഭ്രാംക്ഷി. യമധർമ്മരാജ സെയിന്റ് നചികേതസ് ദർത്യലോകേ ദുർലഭ. ഈവൻ ദോസ് ഹാപ്പിനെസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് റെയർ ഇൻ ദ ഹ്യൂമൻ പ്ലാൻ എർത്ലി പ്ലാനറ്റ് ഹ്യൂമൻസ് വേൾഡ് സർവാൻ കാമാൻ ഓൾ ദോസ് ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ചന്ദത അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ആസ് മച്ച് ആസ് യു വാണ്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥയസ്വ യു ക്യാൻ ആസ്ക് മീ വാട്ട് ആർ ദ സരഥ സതൂര്യ ഇമാ രാമാഹ ചാരിയറ്റ്സ് ആൻഡ് അപ്സരസ് വിമൻ ആൻഡ് ഈ ദൃശ ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദ മനുഷ്യേഹി നഹി ലംഭനീയാഹ. ദീസ് തിങ്സ് ഹ്യൂമൻ സ്പീസീസ് ഡോൺ ഹാവ് ദേ വോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ദം വിച്ച് മീൻസ് ദീസ് ചാരിയറ്റ്സ് വിത്ത് ഓൾ ദി ഡ്രംസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദി ഫെസിലിറ്റീസ് വാട്ട് ദേ ഹാവ് ഇൻ ദി ഹെവൻലി പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് because they are not of the same level as standard as we are. And mal prathabhi abhir mal prathabhi parijarayasva, and they will serve you and look after you, my dear Nachiketas. Maranam mam anuprakshi, don't ask me about death. I'll give you all these things, but don't ask me about that. And this is actually trying to influence Nachiketas so that he doesn't ask this question about death. And all Nachiketas wanted to know was only about death. So imagine when you talk about Buddha, when you talk about Nachiketas, when you talk about Prahlada, in Buddha's life it happened much later. When Nachiketas Prahlada at 5 years old, if this realization had come to them, what is their state of consciousness? Imagine that. Imagine that. At the age of 5, in Prahlada and Nachiketas were able to speak like this. Can you imagine their state of consciousness? We are at the age of 80 also, it's not happening. And at the age of 5, this has happened. Even at 80, we are saying we'll come back and whatever we have missed in this life, we'll fulfill all that in our next life here. Is it not? This is how. So we already make our plan for next life. Why? The vasana inside is so strong in us. It's not going. So vasana mayam purushaha. We are all made of vasanas inside. And that vasana won't die away easily. Vasana will bring us back here again. And whatever vasana is not fulfilled in this life, we'll keep it for the next life. We'll keep it for the next life. It's all easy to say that, oh, I don't have desires and all that. But desires is too subtle. It is not possible to know when it will pop up from inside. It will come out. So that is why these examples in the Bhagavatam and Kathopanishad and all is pointing out to us to look at these two young boys, 5 years old, able to say this so openly to Yama. Nachiketas spoke to Yama and Prahlada to Narasimham in this way. That means to show that there is not even a slightest trace of desire in their heart. So free from all desires. To such an extent free from desires inside. So here you can see that Yama says to him, you'll see, Ima Ramaha Saradha Saturya Nahidrisha Lembhaniya Manusheihi Lembhanushya Manusheihi ആഭിർമൽ പ്രത്താപി പരിചാരയസ്വന്നചികേതോ മരണം അനുപ്രാംക്ഷി. മരണം അനുപ്രാംക്ഷി. യമ സേസ് ടു നചികേതസ്, ഡോണ്ട് ആസ്ക് മീ അബൌട്ട് ഡെത്ത്. യു ക്യാൻ ആസ്ക് എനിത്തിങ് ബിക്കോസ് നചികേതസ് വാണ്ടഡ് ടു നോ ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ ഡസ് ഡെത്ത് കംസ്, ഹൗ ഡസ് ഡെത്ത് കംസ് ആൻഡ് ഹൂ ഗെറ്റ്സ് എക്സ്പോസ് ടു ഡെത്ത്. What will happen after death? These are the questions Nachiketas was raising. Yama does not want, because if you have to answer those questions, you have to give Brahma Vidya to him. Isn't it? And Yama did not want to give Brahma Vidya to Nachiketas. That is the reason. That the reason why Yama Dharmaraja didn't want to talk to Nachiketas about it was, if you want to make a person realize these things, you have to give Brahma Vidya to him. Yama is capable of doing that. Brahma Dharmaraja didn't want to give Brahma Vidya because Brahma Vidya is more valuable than all the other things.
all these things what is mentioned in the list there. So rather than giving Brahmavidya, Yama was more than happy to give him the elephants, chariots, horses, apsaras women, gold, everything, whatever he wanted, he can have it, except Brahmavidya. That is Yamadharmaraja's position. So imagine that he says to him, the very beautiful apsaras women are there from the heavenly planets, plenty of wealth. And not only that, you can ask for a lifespan, whichever number you want to say, I'll give it to you. He said, billions and billions and whatever in your estimate, a lifespan, a time period you can ask, I'll give that to you. Yamadharmaraja is making this offer to Nachiketas. Why? To show to us that Brahmavidya is above these things, is more valuable than all these things. And ask me how long a lifespan you want, I'll give that to you. Suppose it was instead of Nachiketas, it was one of us. What would, even if one of these things what you have said, give it to me, I'll go. Not all. So many offers he has made, isn't it? We will say, you don't have to give me everything, at least one of them, what you offered, give it to me, I'll go, I'll be satisfied with that. This will be difference between Nachiketas and us. That is what Upanishad is saying to us then. So, as far as we are concerned, one of them is sufficient, isn't it? So, once it so happened, in Hrishikesh, when Swami Shivananda Saraswati was there, at that time, one of his disciple asked a very interesting question to him. The question was like this. He said, I have been reading this Nachiketas and Kathopanishad for so many times, because Kathopanishad is the one of the top 10 Upanishads, isn't it? And because it is such a close link with Bhagavad Gita, everybody studies Kathopanishad very seriously. So this disciple of Shivananda Saraswati, he says that he, after reading all these things, he said that if everybody who performs severe austerities and penances, will these apsaras women and all will come in front of them like this? He was a little bit, he was a little simple person. He wanted to know. He didn't keep himself. He asked the question. Either let me ask the guru what he has got to say about it, or is it all just stories in the book? He had this doubt about it. So he went to ask Shivananda Saraswati about this. is it possible that all these things can happen? Because Nachiketas has performed penances. And Nachiketas, that's how he reached to Yama, by doing all that. And then he asked this question. So he's saying, he went to Yama and Yama offered all these things. That means if you perform severe austerities and penances, will it happen like this? He said. So he has a doubt about it. He is still not convinced on that. So Shivananda Saraswati told him, it is possible, he said. It is possible it can happen, he said. All right, then I'll go and perform some penances, he said. So this is where things are. That's what it is. That means even that disciple, for him, self-realization and knowledge of the self is not still the important thing. That so many things on the way is getting attracted by that. Different things, isn't it? So that naturally we are also in the same way. On the way, if we get something, we'll get, take that and we'll leave. So this child is saying, Nachiketas is saying, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. And he says to Yama, whatever you have given it to me, you can take it yourself and go away. Next words, if you look, Shobhavam Martyasa Yadanda Gaidal Kathopanishad Sarvendriyanam Jarayandite Jaha Abhisarvam Jividam Alpadeva Tavaiva Vahasava Nartyagite. That was his answer. Shobhava Martyasa Yadanda Gaidal Sarvendriyanam Jarayandite Jaha Abhisarvam Jividam Alpadeva Tavaiva Vaha Tava Nartyagite. That to show to us what an amount of detachment and renunciation Nachiketas had in life, that verse is indicating. That all these sense gratification you are offering me,
Nachiketa says to Yama, they are all temporary. They are all temporary. Not only that, the more I enjoy them, my senses become very weak. My senses become weak. And even if I get a very long span of life, as long as I have the fear inside that I have to die one day, then how can I enjoy anything? Because when the death is waiting at the doorstep, and you know you are going to die one day, how long can you enjoy in that way? So therefore, what you have offered me, these chariots, gold, and Apsaras women, all that you can keep to yourself. I don't need them. This is what Nachiketa told Yama.
Navitena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vitamadrashma chetva jivishyamo yavadishishya satyam varastame varaniyasa eva.
That he says to Yama that wealth will not ultimately satisfy us. And I know that since I have met you, if I have such a desire in me, and you are the king of Dharmaraja, you are Yama Dharmaraja, that if I have the desire for wealth, you are in a position to fulfill all that desire. And you have also told me you can give me a very, very long lifespan. And I can live in that long. But more than the wealth, more than the long lifespan, I consider Brahma Vidya more valuable. More valuable than all that. In this way, you can see that Nachiketa has spoken and Prahlad is saying the same thing here also. That and he says there, your name is death personified. And if you are like that, whatever you are giving to people, where is that going to stay? I don't need them. All I need is the knowledge of the self, says like that. And he says, you will see,
naisha tarkena madhi apaneyo proktanyeneiva sutnyanaya preshta yam tomaba satya dadir bhadasi tvadrangno bhuyam najiketa prashtaha.
This is a verse number 9 in the second chapter.
Naisha tarkena madhirapanayam proktanyeneiva sutnyanaya preshta yam tomaba satya dadir bhadasi tvadrangno bhuyam najiketa preshta.
Yamadharmaraja says to, holds Nachiketa and says to him, I like people like you who ask things like this. I am very impressed by your mind, by your mood, that people who did not ask for anything else, for Brahma Vidya, only Brahma Vidya, that knowledge. And I need a person like you. I need a person like you. And saying this, what did Yama Dharmaraja do? A very, very expensive, very highly expensive, made of stones, a garland, he took it from his own neck, which he was wearing, and gave it to Nachiketa. So at that time, you will see where, when this is happening, that what he had to say, in the 16th verse, the first chapter,
tamabravil priyamano mahalma varam taveha adya dadami bhuyaha tavaiva namna bhavidayam agni sringham chemam anegarupam grihana.
To explain to us, because the difficulty here is, people find it very hard to believe that a boy like Nachiketa could speak like this. Like Prahlada is speaking, we start thinking, how can Nachiketa talk like this? Where is he getting this renunciation, detachment in him? Anega Rubam Grahana, that he says to him, nobody has performed sadhana like you. Take this necklace, take this with you. And when they offer siddhis, mystic perfections. Like this. Nachiketas is rejecting that. Even that he is rejecting. And therefore, because Nachiketas rejected everything, finally he says, Bhuyad Nachiketa Prashna. In that words, he is saying to him, Bhuyad Nachiketa Prashna. If you look at that verse, Naisha Tarkena Madhirapaneyam. This knowledge of the self, Yamadharmaraja is saying to Nachiketas, knowledge of the self is not possible through logic and reasoning to have it. It's not possible. But only by approaching a person who has realized the truth, from him if you hear the truth, it can happen. It can happen. But because you are so fixed in that understanding, you are so dear to me, therefore, I am praying that I have good disciples like you. I should have good disciples like you, he says to Nachiketas. Seeing that Nachiketas, this is the test, actually, great rishis, they didn't accept disciples, anyone and everyone. Tom, Dick and Harry from the street, all disciples, become my disciple. No propaganda like that. They accepted those who were qualified. And like Nachiketas, when he saw Nachiketas' way of that detachment and vairagyam in him, Yamadharmaraja says to him, this is the type of disciples I am looking for. I need disciples like this, not like us. We are a burden, isn't it? Liability. So that is what he is saying here to Yamadharmaraja, saying like this to him. Therefore, Prahlada is saying here, I don't want anything, because Narasimham asked Prahlada the same thing. Take, take, take. Prahlada says, no, no, no. And we are, as soon as he goes, when can you take control of everything? This is us. Do you see the difference? At the age of 5, Prahlada and Nachiketas is saying, I don't want anything. And here we are coming, when we are coming, we have an agenda within. What can I get from here? In this. So that is why Prahlada is saying here, that look at that word, Na ichami de vilulidan uru vikramena kalal manovanayamam nijabritya parshvam tasmadamustanibhridam. 24th verse. Tasmadamustanibhridam ahamashishojyam ayushriyam vibhavamaindriyama virinjal ne chami de vilulidan uru vikramena kalal manovanayamam nijabritya parshvam. You can understand that Prahlada is saying to Narasimham, I don't want anything. And exactly like the way Nachiketas told Yama, I don't want anything. And seeing this is what pleased Narasimham. And this is what pleased Yama Dharmaraja to Nachiketas. So that is why Narasimham is trying with Prahlada as best as he can. That he says that, you remember that in the Nechamide Vilulidan Uruvikramena, Mahabali, Prahlada's grandson, like Hiranyakashipu, he had a control of all the three planetary systems, isn't it? Prahlada's grandson, he is. And keeping them, all this in the mind, Uruvikramena, that is why that verse is, Nechamide Milunidan Uruvikramena, referring to Mahabali's relationship with Vamanamurti. Keeping that in mind, this verse is spoken. Nechamide Milunidan Uruvikramena. That Uruvikramena means that he will come and take control of everything ultimately. Who? Vamanamurti did that with Mahabali, isn't it? If you keep saying it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, one day Krishna comes and takes over everything and goes away from here. Everything gone. Uruvikramena. Uruvikrama is Vamanam. Vamanamurti. He says, Uruvikramena.
So he was only a little brahmachari, 2 feet, 2.5 feet. He came and took over everything from that great personality Mahabali. Everything he took control over him. And you can also see that such a small person managed to eat the whole thing. Mahabali, including Mahabali, he ate him, isn't it? That's why there is a temple in Kanchipuram where you will notice Vamanamurthi standing there with 1 foot high and 1 foot on the ground, how he measured the whole planetary systems with the 2 feet. And similarly, and he took away the whole creation within him. Similarly, you are going to eat up everything because you are Kala Purusha, time personified. That's it. Nechamite Bilulidan Uruvikramena Kala Almanobanayanamam Nija Brithya Parshum Kala Almanobanayamam Nija Brithya Parshum, he says. Kala Almanobanayamam Nija Brithya Parshum Tasmadamu Tanibudamahamashishojyam Ayushriyam Vibhomaindriyama Virinjal Nechami Devilulidan Uruvikramena Kala Almanobanayamam Nija Brithya Parshum. We'll have a break.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vamaha navagnarva panam shreya kaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam mudivardhanam mridivada purnamrada swadhanam sarvatna swavanam param vijayade shri krishna sangirtanam namnamagari bahudani jasarva shakti natrarpidani midasvaranena kala Edadrushitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamabi Dudeva Midrashamiha Janinanuragaham Tranaravi Shuni Chenam Nisahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtani Yasadahari Nathanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavidamba Jagadishakamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Shari Bhavadad Bhakti Rahi Dugitui Ai Nandadanu Jagingaram Padidamam Shami Bhavambudo Kribayatava Pada Pangajastida Duli Sadrasham Jindaya Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Padanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira Pulagar Nijidam Gadavabo Tavanama Grahane Bhavishadi Yuga Idam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravisha Idam Shunya idam jagal sarvam govinda virahe name Ashleshyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam mahadam karotuva yathatadava vidadatulam pato malpranatha stunayevana para Tasmadamo sanipradam hamashishojnya Ayushriyam vibhavamaindriyama virinjad Nechami Devilulidanuruvikramena Kalalpanobanayamam Nija Brithya Bharshvam.
So Prahlada is saying to Narasimham that you are Kalalpma. Kalalpma. Kalalpma means your form is time. Krishna's form is time. Time is Krishna's form. In other words, to wipe out everything from this world, that is your Swarupam. That means your nature is, Swarupam is that. To wipe out everything from here. You play like children here in this world. Just like the children, they go to the seaside. With the sand, they make houses. They make different things, isn't it? They'll play with that for a long period of time. And then after that, before they leave, they kick the whole thing and break the whole thing down. Similarly, you are creating this whole creation and then finally you yourself are destroying everything. That is the way Prahlada says there. Kalalpa novanayamam nijabrithya parshum tasmad mustanibhudam ashishojnyam ayushriyam vibhoma indriyam avirinjal nechamide
Vilulidam Urivikramena Kalpanopanayamam Nijabhritya Parshvam. So you swallow everything at the end, and therefore keep me very close to you. I am a servant of you, and I don't leave you and go away from here. I don't want to leave this place and go away from you anywhere. Keep me close to you, says Prahlada to Narasimha. So at that time, Narasimha Murthy is asking to Prahlada that you are a little child and there is so much to enjoy in this world. And and when all these, you don't know that, how much you can enjoy in this world, how much you can experience here. If you have seen all that, what possibility to enjoy here, you won't desire me. Narasimha is saying to Prahlada, says, why do you come and take shelter of me when there is so many things to enjoy here? That is the next verse. Kutra shisha shruti sukham mrgatrishni rupa kvedam kalebaram asheshadujam viroha nirvidyade nadujano yadabidi vidwan kamanalam madhulavaishamayan durabaihim kutra shisha shruti sukha mrgatrishni rupa kvedam kalebaram asheshadujam viroha nirvidyade nadujano yadabidi vidwan kamanalam madhulavaishamayan durabaihim. He says that kutashisha yadusukham shruti sukham rgadrishni rupa, that Prahlada is saying that you are saying like this to me. Suppose I have asked you all these things and you have given it to me, because asking itself is a something enjoyable. Asking from Krishna, give me this, give me this, give me this. So if you keep on asking, then that itself is very interesting, he says. Shruti Sukha. And when you hear about all this happiness that is available here, oh, it's so wonderful to enjoy here, enjoy there, and go to all other different places in the world. When you hear about Florida is like this, or Switzerland is like this, Scandinavia, what to say, the fun that you can have there. And then all kinds of places the tourist industry has built up to tell us, go to all these places and enjoy all these places. Sometimes these people infect this with others, this problem that a lady, she grew up in India and she had all the simple life she had. And her son went to America to live. And then she was reading about America is like this, America is like that, and so many things. She went there to stay with the son. And after a while, there was nobody to talk to, because the early hours in the morning, they left home to work. And they came back late in the evening. They were using the grandmother as a babysitting business. So eventually she comes back and she says, everybody told me America is fantastic. I was working there like a... that was my job. She says, that babysitting was my job in America. And what can you do? You got there. When she got there, she found that the son goes to work, daughter-in-law goes to work, the children all gone. Sometimes they had children, and there is nobody to look after. They said, oh, granny, you come nice. Stay, enjoy America. Here are the children, look after them. And left it to them. And granny didn't want to go back to America. Once again, only one trip, that was enough. The desire was gone. So you can see here, our nature is like that. We'll hear all these things, this is fantastic, that's fantastic. But because in your nature, if you don't have that tendency to enjoy like that, when you go there, you are a misfit. You won't fit in with that, isn't it? So, in the same way, Prahlada is saying here, even the heavenly planets are like that. You are hearing about heavenly planets, everything is great, everything is great. But when you get there, you will see what happens then.
You will have it enough by then. It's exactly the same way what happens in the same way. So, just by changing your place, it's not going to change very much inside. It's not going to become happy. So, therefore, that is why you find Indians are thinking that America is the best place. Americans are thinking there is no other better place than India to live. Many Americans, that's why they are coming there. They say our spiritual life is all in India. If you don't go to India, there is no spiritual life. That's what they are saying there. So like this, it's going on. By changing, Prahlada's point is, whether you go to America or India, it is not going to make a big difference in spiritual life. So, so therefore he's saying, Kutra Shisha Shuti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupaha Kvedam Kaleparam Ashesha Rujam Viroha Nirvidyade Nadu Jano Yadabidi Vidwan Kamanalam Madhulevai Shamayan Durabaihi. Kamanalam Madhulevai Shamayan Durabaihi. As long as desire is inside, no matter where you go, you will have problem. By changing place, it's not going to change. So, everything is imagination. In our imagination, we think like that. For example, one object, if you keep changing it, it's not going to change. And exactly that's what we are doing here. And like we see, do with our body, we change the hairstyle, isn't it? All different kinds of hairstyles, we put it on and see which one suits better for us. Somebody cuts, you see the different type of hairstyles. Otherwise, such a various styles you find. Sometimes you find one bohemian style, like this, one prince. Like, and then some people are coloring that in different colors all along, like that, all shaved off. Somebody completely shaves off, somebody keeps the shikha. And this way, different fashion, times. And the haircut. So, but if you take the mirror and look at it, you are still the same person. Only you change the style outside. Everything else remains the same. So, but whatever others are thinking about you, that you don't know. You are looking at the mirror and you are thinking about yourself something. That I become beautiful or I become ugly, whichever way it is like that. So, by changing the haircut, has that changed anything inside? As far as happiness is concerned, nothing has changed, isn't it? It is similar, Prahlada is saying, all these adjustments what we are making in life is similar to that. Is similar to that. We are trying, if I do like this, will I become happy? If I do like that, it will become happy. So they have built a hotel underneath the sea in Dubai. You know, that they built a hotel underneath the sea. So you can go there, and it costs a lot of money. The rooms are very expensive, but you are living underneath the sea, far down. So people come, I've gone there and had my breakfast there, in that hotel underneath the sea. So suppose a person who is starving, if you had given him food, it is some benefit. But just because you've gone underneath the sea and eaten the breakfast there, how difference is going to make? So everything is, what Prahlada is saying here is, everything is in your imagination. It's all imagination. That is why he's calling that Kutra Shisha Shruti Sukha Shruti Sukha Mrga Trishni Rupa Shruti Sukham. That is Shruti Sukham it is. That you heard something and you are imagining in your mind something like that. So people feel happy, they have gone, just like you can see, they go underneath the sea and spend time there. They feel happiness. They think they have done something. They go to the space also. And if you can go to the space and spend some time in the space and feel happy from that. Prahlada is saying, this is called Shruti Sukham. Shruti Sukham means you have heard something. You can become happy, but it doesn't make you happy. Kutra Shisha Shruti Sukha Mrugadrashni Rupa Kvedam Kaleparam Ashesha Kajam Viroha. So, he's saying here that what will the benefit you will get from this? You're thinking that all this is an amazing thing, to go underneath the sea, to go into the space, and go here, go there. And there is already enough miracles happening in front of us, but we are not giving attention to that. So, nothing is giving us any particular happiness in any of these excursions to the space or underneath the water. Not only that, even if you have made all arrangements here to become happy, nothing is going to give you happiness from that. He is saying here, Shruti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupa Kutra Shisha. What is the point in desiring for all these kind of happiness which you have heard from others? Shruti Sukha, heard from others. Mrigatrishni Rupa, in the form of sense gratification. Prahlada is saying there, Kutra Shisha Shruti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupa Kvedam Kalevaram Ashesha Rujam Viroham Nurvidyade Nadujano Yadabidi Vidwan Kamanalam Madhulavai Shamayan Duravai. Prahlada's point is, to hear about all these happiness is nice, to hear about that. But actually there is nothing, there is no happiness in that. When you go and look at it, what do you find? Mrigadrishni Rupa. Mrigadrishni Rupa means like a mirage. Like a mirage. Like you see in the forest, from a distance you see there is water there. But when you get there, you know there is no water. Similarly, we think that if you go to the space, you will be happy. If you go underneath the sea, you will be happy. Or you go to America, you will be happy. Or somewhere else, you will be happy. But sometimes you can see that it is all like a mirage. It's like a mirage. You can even see this mirage, especially in the hot weather, when you are driving on the road, you will see on that road which is fully asphalted. In a long distance you will see as though there is water, because of the reflection there. But when you get there is no water there. Similarly, water you think in the desert, distance you find there, but desert, when you look at that, from a long distance you will think there is water there, but when you go there you can't even touch the water because there is no water there. Similarly, he is saying here, Kutrashisha Shruti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupa Kvedam Kalevaram Ashesha Rujam Viroha. Ashesha Rujam Viroha. Similarly, all the happiness in this world, all happiness in this world, till you experience that, you start thinking it is happiness, happiness, happiness everywhere. But you will notice this, once you go and start experiencing those happiness, you will start realizing they all turn out to be distress later. This is the higher intelligence. So, when you start going and experiencing this happiness, one after the other, it turns out to be distress in life. Where has the distress gone? Mrigadrishni Rupa. The happiness gone? The happiness you thought it was there, didn't actually exist. It was only Mrigadrishni Rupa. Mrigadrishni. Mrigadrishni means that water in the desert. Water in the desert. So, suppose, imagine, Prabhupada says, imagine that there is all the happiness there. Imagine that you have, there's a lot of things in this world which satisfy, you are satisfied with. And they have given you all the tools for becoming happy, to enjoy happiness here in this world. Even then, Prahlada is saying, keeping all those objects and the tools what you have got to enjoy, how long can you enjoy? After all, you have got only this body to enjoy, isn't it? It is with this body you are trying to enjoy everything. Kvedam kalebaram. Kvedam kalebaram. Ashesha rujam viroha. This is why Prahlada is intelligent. 5-year-old boy is saying this. Kvedam kalebaram vishesham. Kalebaram ashesha rujam viroha. That means even with a body like this, how long can you enjoy? How long can you enjoy, isn't it? So, you have put in a pot some earth and you have put some seeds into it. After a while, the seeds will sprout from that. Similarly, in this pot, like this body, when we were sent here, the seeds of so many diseases were already put into this body. When we were sent here, the seeds of the diseases has already been put into this body. That is why he is saying there that kvedam kalebaram ashesha rujam viroha. That's what that means. Kalevaram ashesha rujam viroha. That is why all of us get different kinds of diseases. We all don't have the same disease. Somebody gets cancer, somebody gets a stroke, somebody gets diabetes, somebody gets something else. So, number of diseases, but the seeds of those diseases has already been put inside us, like you put some seeds into a pot where there is earth. This body is like a pot. In there everything is deposited before we came here. So, according to Prarabdham, according to our Prarabdham, different diseases come. We, from the medicine point of view, they analyze it, this happened, that happened. But that is not the reason. Why we all living in the same world, in same conditions, get different diseases? That you have to ask that question, isn't it? So, when that disease will come, we don't know. What is already seed is inside. And you can notice this also, when you think that life is not too bad, everything is going okay, suddenly some changes happens in the body, isn't it? And then something happens in the body, immediately fear builds up. Then you say, should I test this? Should I scan this? Should I have a scan? So, to get tested, you are fearful. Say, for example, you felt some pain in the stomach, immediately you start wondering in your mind, could that be cancer? Could that be something else, tumor? Whatever that is. So, immediately, blood pressure, sugar, all kinds of fear builds up. Because, this job has been given to body by Krishna. Krishna has given this body to, the job to this body. What is that? That is Krishna's given this responsibility to the body that constantly it has to frighten you. It has to frighten you. So what Krishna has done, he took Brahman. We are Brahman actually. Aham Brahmasmi, isn't it? He took a piece of Brahman and put inside this body and told the body, you keep frightening this Brahman inside. That's what we are. That's why we are like this. All the time in a fearful state living in this body, isn't it? And the whole life, we live in that fear. What is the next disease going to come? Which side it's going to come? Aching here, pain here, or a flu, or something else. Some form, it will come. How long? That's the question. That is why, till you leave this body once for all. Abhayam vai janaga prajnyosi, says. Abhayam vai janaga prajnyosi. So, till you know that there is Brahman inside and you are that Brahman. Up to that point, you suffer in this way. Remember Krishna says in the Ekadasha Skandam, what did he say? He mentions this in a very nice way about what he told about this. If you look into the, I think it is in the 14th chapter, where he mentioned that Yavalsyal guna vaishamyam tavannanatama alpana nanatama alpano yaval paratandram tadaivahi. Krishna saying that Yavalsyal guna vaishamyam tavannanatama alpana nanatama alpano yaval paratandram tadaivahi. You look into the 10th chapter, 10th chapter, 32, verse 32, and also 33. Important verses in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is saying, Yavalsyal gunavaishamyam thavan nanatham alpana, nanatham alpano yaval paradandram tadaivahi, yavadasyal asadandratvam thavad ishwarato bhayam, ya edal samubabiram, samubasiram, te muhyandi shujarpidaha. Till self-realization, there is nothing we can do till self-realization. Because what will happen? Yavalsyal gunavaishamyam thavan nanatham alpana. Because of the three modes of material nature, gunavaishamyam. Gunavaishamyam means three modes of material nature acting in us all the time. Thavan nanatham alpana. You will see nanatham everywhere. Nanatham means that you will see different bodies. Male, female, man, woman, and birds, animals, this. Without seeing the vastu inside, without seeing the andaryami inside. Nanatum alpano yavad parandram tadaivahi. As long as in your consciousness this nanatum exists, You are under the control of the material nature. There is no escape from that.
Yavadasyal asudandratum tavad ishwarado bhayam. As long as you are in that state, asudandratum. Asudandratum means that you have no freedom there. You are always fearful existing in there. And you will be always fearful about Ishwara.
Tavad ishwarado bhayam.
Ya edal samubhasiyam te muhyandi shucharpidaha. And which are because of these two things that muhyandi illusion is there. Muhyandi means illusion. Shucharpidaha. And also lamentation about everything. This will. So Krishna is warning us at different places. And he also told us next year, in the next chapter, he mentions there that devadhine sharirasmin gunabhavyena karmana vartamano abhudasatra kartasmiti nibhadyade. These are all the after effects of identification with the body. And Prahlada is also saying here, kutrashisha shruti sukha mrgadrishni rupa. His point is that you have taken a piece of that Brahman and put inside this body and told the body, you keep on frightening this Brahman inside. We are by nature Brahman inside, isn't it? But you keep on frightening this. How long? Abhayam vai prajnosi, says Janaka, that as long as you are in the body or identification with the body, it will keep on frightening you. And that is the reason for the fear. It is not possible to live in this body without fear. Without fear. And keeping this body, nobody can live in this world fearlessly. Fearlessly. No matter how powerful you are, how strong you are, always fear is there inside everybody. Everyone has that fear inside, isn't it? Look at Prahlada's capacity to discriminate properly, how he is able to say. That is why he is saying this. He says, Kvedam kalayabaram ashesha rujam viroha. When you read these verses and you see a child 5 year old is able to speak like this, imagine that state of consciousness. Prahladas, do you think that how matured he is in spiritually? What a spiritual understanding that is. Even older people are not able to get to this understanding. But a 5 year old child is able to speak like this. Is able to speak like this. So that is why he is saying here, Kvedam kalebaram asheshurujam viroha. Kvedam kalebaram. Only the body, asheshurujam viroha. Asheshurujam viroha means for all diseases to settle, Krishna has created a colony, that is this body. Krishna is saying to us in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavadam, we are spirit soul. We are Satya Chitta Anandam. We are Brahman. Right? And then this package around us with this body, which is filled with all diseases, constantly to frighten us all the time. So a package like this, therefore what here Krishna has done, that even though we are Brahman, even though we are Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, even though we are Brahman, he put this body around us, and in that body he put the seed of all the diseases, so that this body is sufficient to frighten us all the time. In other words, body is a colony for all the diseases to stay. And all diseases are fed into this body, isn't it? Diseases don't go and touch the Atma. All the diseases are fed into the body. And any time, if Krishna wants, he can come out from this, from inside. Because he is there inside as Antaryami. And at the same way, any moment, any disease can also come to this body. So, in which of the cell in this body, when any disease will start, we don't know. When it will start, isn't it? So, when with all these things are like this with this body, how long can we get any happiness out of this body? Because the whole structure itself is very frightening. Neither the body is very pleasant, because all the diseases starts with the body. And body is capable of accommodating any kind of diseases. It can accept cancer, it can accept heart diseases, it can accept diabetes, it can number of diseases.
everything comes to the body, isn't it? So why is that? This body is able to accommodate all types of diseases unless it's been approved. Krishna says, you can go and find an apartment there in this body. And with this body, we are trying to enjoy. How long? Prahlada is asking. So, because when we have diseases, what do? We have to adjust the body somewhere, isn't it? Like sugar, for example. You can't take sugar. So they are saying that we have some separate pills are available. Isn't it? So what are we doing actually? You're trying to adjust. Isn't it? You're trying to adjust. Similarly, body is wearing out. But we are trying to paint it in different ways and make it look nice to the world. We still think that it's not that old as you say. We are still young. They say, young at heart. Body is gone. Young at heart, I believe. What's the point? Young at heart. So like this, we are pulling the... We are always plugging the hole here, there, everywhere. In our speech, in our thoughts, in our activities, everything. So, after doing all these things, he says, Prahlada is feeling sorry for this lot. He says, Nurvidyade, Nurvidyade, Natu Jano, Yadabidi Vidwan, Kamanalam, Madhulavai, Shamayandurabehi. Nurvidyade, with all these problems, because he has not thought about this body enough. At least he should know that we have this body. Inside this body there is Santaryami, and that is what we are actually. But Krishna has created this body in such a way that he took a piece of Brahman and put it inside. And with that, and where did he put it in? Inside this pot called the body. And this pot is capable of accommodating all the diseases in this world. All kinds of diseases. Which one, when it will come, where it will come, how it will come, nobody knows about it. Isn't it? What we are trying to do is, we are adjusting the body whatever way we can so that we can live in this pot somehow or the other. And in spite of all the problems that comes in life, and the body is giving you enough problems, still he says, Narvidyade, Vairagyam is not coming with the body, still getting more attracted by the body, attached to the body. So we know our limitation with this body. We all know that. But still, in spite of all that, we are not developing any detachment from the body or dependence on Krishna. It is not happening. It's not happening. Even though we know the limitations of this body, still our attachment to the body or dependency on Krishna never happens to us. That is what Prahlada is saying in that verse. Kutra ashisha shuti sukha mrigadrashni robaha Kvedam kaleveram asesharujam viroha Nurvidyade nadujano yadavidi vidwan Kamanalam madhulavai shamayan duravaihi Kamanalam madhulavai shamayan duravai. Prabhupada is saying here, the little happiness in this world, which is filled with some sense gratification, maintaining that, we are trying to carry on our life in this world. And I'm trying to do that. Madhulavai shamayan durapai. He's saying that. He gives him this example that one person, he went into a mountain and he was playing there. He fell off from the mountain, from the top of a mountain. At that time there was a creeper which he could hold on. And he was holding on to that creeper, thinking that he can escape. And when he looked down, it was very high, deep down. It's very deep there. So he knew that if I fall, there won't be nothing left. I will be finished with that. So he wanted to go back to the top again, holding on to this creeper. When he looked up, there's a lion standing there at the top. So he didn't want to go there. So then he thought that, if I hold on to this creeper, let me live here where I am. But when he looked, he found a rat was biting this creeper. It was going to get cut at one moment. So imagine a state like that. That's what he is saying here. Nurvidyade nadujano yadavidi vidwan kamanalam madhulavai shamayan durabhai. When he looked down, he found it is too deep. If he falls, he is finished. When he looked up, he saw the lion standing there. He did not want to go there. He thought, I'll hold on to this creeper and stand here and feel myself safe. But then he saw one rat or mice, whatever it was trying to bite that creeper and cut it. Once it's cut, he's finished. This is our life in this world. That's what Prahlada is telling us. Your life is like this in this world. On the one side, there is old age, death, diseases all waiting there. We want to ignore all that. There is no death for us. There is no old age for us. There is no disease for us. And still trying to enjoy here. Janmam, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. And time, which is a factor which is continuously finishing our life here. So, and suppose you have fallen into that pit deep down there. When you look, there was a honey bees there all over. So, and what it is, there is, when he looked, there was also a honey bee on the top, and from there some drops of honey is dripping, and we are opening our mouth and trying to taste that honey. These are all examples in the Puranam to tell our way of life in this world. How stupid we are trying to extract some happiness from this life. This is the, what Shastram is saying to us. That, so if you look at it live, from all sides death is waiting, isn't it? Death is waiting. How many generations have come before us and gone from here? Imagine that. How many generations people have come and gone from here? Some of them whom you know, but before that how many have come and gone? They have come, there is no address of anybody, they have all gone. We will also go, but we don't want to think about that. We are thinking that let us make this life a bit happy here. So Prahlada is saying, when Prahlada is saying all these things very seriously, we are laughing. We are laughing at Prahlada because it is such a serious topic. Actually, thinking about our own stupidity, we should be crying. But instead, we are laughing. So we are laughing. He's saying all these examples Prahlada is bringing from the Puranams to tell us all these things. But look at Prahlada's that sensitivity and alertness in his mind. How he has analyzed a life in such a depth, isn't it? So, because in the middle of all these things, we are not conscious of these things. That means death. One side is death, another side is death. One side is illness, diseases. The other side, all other kinds of diseases. People are coming in your life. They are leaving you and going away in your life. And even in that state, if you have not taken Krishna consciousness seriously, then or if you have not taken this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita seriously, then and trying to live in this world, forgetting everything else, he is feeling some happiness in there, in this life. When all these problems are standing around us, and you are still trying to get some happiness out of this life, Radha says, Kama Anelam Madhulavai Shamayan Durabai. That's what that means. Kama Anelam Madhulavai Shamayan Durabai. Then, these honeys, they work very hard to bring the honey from all the flowers, and they fill their what they call the honey's honeycomb. They fill it with the honey, isn't it? And one day what happens? The hunter or somebody, he comes with a shoot, with the fire, and set fire to the whole thing. And he gets his honey and he walks away from there. So Prahlada is talking these verses with a perfect understanding of discrimination, the two important principles in spiritual life, Vivekam and Vairagyam. Vivekam means capacity to discriminate things properly and able to live on that principle in life. That is Vivekam. Vairagyam means detachment from sense gratification. So, and in this way, Prahlada continues his glorifications. So, you will see in Prahlada's prayers, one important thing. There is bhakti in there, there is jnanam there, and there is vairagyam there. Did you see all three coming through all the time? There, some verses are about vairagyam,
This last words, kutra shisha shuti sukha mrgatrishni rupa, kvedam kale paramasheshajam viroha, nirvidyade nadujano yadavida vidvan kaman alam madhulavai, shamayan duravai. It is a vairagya shlokam, it is. Vairagya prakaranam. Whereas if you look into the verses, that yasminyado yarhi yenaja, that is all jnana prakaranam, it is. And other places you will see bhakti also. So bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam, all the three things are mixed. In same verses you will see bhakti, same verses you will see jnanam, same verses you will see vairagyam also. So that is why this Prahlada Stuti, we are looking at verse by verse. When you look at it and you start studying them, you realize that Prahlada has realizations, right? And that realization goes in the form of bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam. And all the three things are covered in the verses, in this Prahlada Stuti. So that is why he says here. So here you can see that kutra shisha shuti sukha mrga trishni rupa kvedam kale paramasheshurujam viroha nirvidyade nadujanu yadabidi vidvan kamalalam madhulavai shamayan duravai. What this is showing is that how to execute bhakti in life. These verses is teaching us how to execute bhakti, how to talk to Krishna. How to talk to Krishna? Because whom are you talking to? Krishna within the heart is Antaryami. You are talking to him, isn't it? So how to express our bhavam, what is inside, to Krishna who is inside us, Antaryami. That is what these verses are. So we may ask a question, just like we talk to each other in this world, can we talk to Krishna in this way? Because devotees have all these doubts. How can we talk to Krishna like that with our problems and everything? Many devotees have spoken to the deities whom they have worshipped that Ramakrishna used to say this, Paramahamsas used to say this, that the way you talk to me, you can talk to Krishna, to Kali, he says to her. That if you can talk to me in this way, why don't you speak to Krishna in the same way? Prahlada is talking in the same way to Krishna. His feelings inside. What he is feeling inside, he is expressing to that to Krishna. So any compilation, what devotees have written, if you look at it, you will see this, that one way or the other, they had a conversation with Krishna at different times in their life. All great personalities, their glorifications or their compilations, if you see, they can see them talking to Krishna. Manikavajagar talks to Shiva in the same way. That Appar talks in the same way. And similarly, Jnanasambandar talks in the same way. Sundaramurti Swamiji, he talks to Lord Shiva in the all wars, Namalwar, Kulashekara Alwar, they all talk to Krishna. They all talk to Krishna in their own way. So talking to Krishna is not an unusual thing. Devotees have done from time immemorial. We may get the question, how can we talk like that? But this is the answer. Therefore, many of the Alwars, they have all spoken to Krishna. They have all spoken to Krishna. And some of the songs they have written, Andal, for example, when she spoke to Krishna, when you read all those songs, exactly like the way Yashoda Devi has spoken to Krishna, in that way she has spoken. So all of them has a form in the friend and they are speaking to that form. They are speaking to that form. Therefore, question comes, is the form necessary to speak to? Isn't it? So, Antaryami, Krishna is present inside all of us as Antaryami inside. And we are talking to Antaryami, but still, even though while talking to Antaryami, because we have not seen Antaryami, and we are still in this body, therefore there is a murti there. But actually, to whom everything is spoken to the Antaryami inside. But because we are still in the body, and bodily identification is still strong in us,
and we are not able to perceive the presence of Antaryami inside, we need a form to talk to. We need a form to talk to. So, and because you can see here, we are speaking to Krishna. Whenever any particular bhavam, mood has come inside. For example, each of these verses is different bhavam that's coming in Prahlada's mind. And Prahlada is speaking like that. But we may get a doubt at that time, oh, Prahlada is talking to Narasimham, isn't it? He's standing outside. And you may ask the question, only if you see a person, you can talk to him. When there is nobody, how can you talk to him, isn't it? So, but with Krishna, there is no such rule. With Krishna, no such rule. Because whatever you are speaking to the Antaryami inside, isn't it? And the moment, if you are speaking something, prior to speaking, there is a bhavam inside. That's why in a different way we are speaking to Krishna. Like when you are reading these verses, what do you notice there? Prahlada is saying different things, what is coming to his mind. That's what he is saying there to Antaryami, or to Narasimham, all these things. So, even before it has come out from Prahlada, already he has spoken that, as Antaryami inside has understood what that bhavam is. What that bhavam is. So, whatever you may express externally through the mouth and the words, unless that, once that bhavam has developed inside, you have already spoken. And even for a moment, if you can, we cannot remain without speaking to Krishna. Even for a moment, you cannot remain without speaking to Krishna. This is what this Prahlada Stuti is teaching us. That Prahlada is going on talking, thus 40-50 verses, continuously. Why? Because of the bhavam inside. Bhavam is like that. Everything, because any thoughts that is coming inside us, any thoughts that is coming inside is a conversation with the Antaryami, if you understand that much. Suppose a thought has developed inside us, good thought or bad thought, whatever it may be, even that thought wave is a conversation with the Antaryami inside. So, similarly, according to the thought, whatever mood that develops inside is all directed towards Antaryami. For example, suppose you stay silent. That silence is also a bhavam inside us towards Antaryami. But if you speak also, that is also bhavam towards Antaryami. And if you talk with Antaryami, that is also your bhavam inside. That is that verse 20th, you can see there, that yasmin yato yarhiyena cha yasse yasmal yasmai yatha yududa yastva para parova. That is a very important verse. Bhavakaroti. If you analyze those verses, you can see the essence, how important that is. Bhavakaroti vikaroti prithak svabhavam sanjodidasta akhilam bhavata swarupam. To come to that state, what is that? Yasmin yato yarhi yena cha yasse yasmal yasmai yatha yaduda yastva para parova. These are all different bhavam inside us, isn't it? Different bhavams we have inside us when we deal with this world. Somewhere we have a hate, somewhere we have love, somewhere we have attachment, somewhere we have aversion. Ragam dvesham is building up. Where is it coming from? Where is the source of all this? That's what Prahlada is explaining there. That the ahankaram inside identify with a different bhavam and deal with this world. And the source of all that is Antaryami. That's where it's coming from. Bhava karodi vigarodi prataksabhavam sanjodidasta yangilam bhavata swarupam. So, this point that even if I have talked to anybody and whatever I have talked to that person, in whichever bhavam or in a mood, if I made a contact with anybody or connected with anyone, all of them or your manifestation. That is the way you have to see that. That is why that verse is important. He is saying here, suppose I have come into contact with anyone in this world, and whichever way I have a relationship with that person, whatever I have experienced or have, ultimately that person is also is your manifestation. Therefore, bhava karoti vigarvati. It's all your manifestation, and actually it is with you that I am communicating, who is in that form, who is present there. But we don't know that we have actually spoken to Krishna inside the heart of that person. What is the reason for that? Why do we feel like that? We are saying that Krishna is present in every living entity. And the earlier verses, he has said that, Prahlada said that, everywhere, bhava karoti virodhi sanjodhi dastra hilam bhavada swarupam. Everywhere we have to recognize Krishna's presence. And you are actually dealing with Krishna in different bodies. But why does not that happen to us in our experience? In our experience level, it's not happening. When we deal with a person, we are seeing, oh, is this a man or a woman? Or we are seeing, is it a friend or an enemy? Or is it a good person or a bad person? Or is it some other things are coming in between and changing our vision? Although Shastram is saying to us, it's Krishna within the heart of that person with whom you are communicating. Why does that happen? Prahlada is answering that. He is saying there, the reason for that is the mind. Mind is the one which is changing that. Because mind comes as a cover, avaranam. That's a cover. It puts the cover on top of the andaryami. Andaryami is covered by the mind. Therefore, whatever namarupam you are seeing in this world, you are still not seeing the real person inside. Real person inside. Once that ignorance, ajnanam or avidya, called the mind, if it is taken out, then like the jnanis, everything in this world you will see as a manifestation of andaryami. Manifestation of andaryami. That's what he is saying there. Kutra shishashuti sukha mrgadrashni rupaha kvedam kaleparam asesharujam viroha nurvidyade nadujano yadavidi vidwan kamanalam madhulavaishamayan duravehi. Then it is, andaryami is covered by the mind. Therefore, when we see all the different names and forms in this world, we still don't see that person as Atma or andaryami. And when that andaryami's coverage goes away, avaranam goes away, everything like a jnani, we see that it is nobody different than the andaryami inside, which is called Atma Swarupam. Atma himself is manifested in that form, or Bhagavat Swarupam. And this mind, I mentioned before, is the whole thing that is responsible for this material existence, the mind. And he mentioned there that mind is that chandomayam yadajayarpida shodasharam samsara chakram ajakodi daretudanya. Verse 21. He mentioned there, isn't it? Mayo manasrajadi, maya manasrajadi karmamayam veliya kalena chodida gunanu madhena pumsa chandomayam yadajayarpida shodasharam samsara chakram ajakodi daretudanya. So, if a person is stuck in this situation, like all of us, and because of this particular, peculiar situation, we are Brahman, we are knowledge inside, andaryami, and we are a piece of Krishna. Krishna's one part and parcel, you can say, Krishna has taken that, put it inside this body, which is like a depository of all the diseases, all the problems. All the problems of this life is based on this body, where it's coming from. And the mind keep on generating new bodies. Mind keep on generating new bodies, and the bodies is the source of all the miseries. Inside of all these things is us, andaryami, who is a part and parcel of Krishna, if you take it that way. So, if it is like this, who else will he turn to to talk about his distress except Antaryami himself. Where else can he present his problems to? Who else is there to listen to? Each, every one of us in this world is in this situation. Shastram is saying to us, you are Nitya Mukta Shuddha, Shuddha Shuddha Buddha Mukta Sarupam, Sachidanandam. A piece of Krishna, Antaryami, who has been put inside this pot called this body, and the body is, all the problems are based on this body. And this thing called mind inside, which Maya has put in, she keeps on generating new bodies. And as long as this mind is there, there will be fresh body. So this body is full of all the miseries problem. And in the middle of all that things, right inside there, we are the jiva inside, who is suffering from all these problems. So this jiva, except to turn to Antaryami, who else can he turn to for help? That's what he's saying there. That because one who knows this secret, he's saying that Nirvidyadena dujano yadabidi vidwan kamanalam madulavai shamayan virabi. Because the only person who knows this secret is Antaryami. So that is why we have no point in going and telling somebody else all the problems except to talk to Antaryami, because he alone is the person who knows the whole secret of this body. Secret of this body. So when we are struggling within the framework of this Maya, to go and tell somebody else who is also stuck in the same Maya, how can he help? That is Prahlada's question. We have got problems already with the Maya, and it is not inside and giving us all the problems, trouble. We go and tell somebody else who is also in the same Maya, what can he do? And how can you ask him to give you shelter, isn't it? So, one who is dying himself, he can't tell somebody else, I will save you. There is no point. Once it so happened that a doctor was examining a patient. Patient was saying all his problems to the doctor. And patient begged him that something you have to do, I am suffering so much. Doctor is saying, we will conduct this operation, everything will be okay tomorrow. After the operation it will get better. But while having the conversation, the doctor died. He got a heart attack and he died. So this is our position in this world. That's what Prahlad is asking. What is the use of all these things? The whole thing is a joke, Prahlad is saying here. And Krishna is looking at us and smiling, our ignorance, isn't it? So we are going and taking shelter anywhere, everywhere. And so when somebody tells us, or we tell somebody, look, I'll look after you, I'll take care of it. When we say that, Krishna is smiling at us. We tell that often, isn't it, in this world. Don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. What can you take care? So who will smile at us? Krishna will smile. Krishna will smile at us. He is saying that you are going to die. So we are saying, oh, this doctor, famous doctor, he did the operation, and I'm sure he will sort this out if I have a problem, isn't it? But where is the guarantee that he will be there tomorrow? Even that is not guaranteed. So it is not spoken with the intention to find fault with anybody, but this is what lifespan is about in life. No, who has got the lifespan to save so many people? So our strength is only so limited. That is what Prahlada is saying here. So, because it is so limited, the knowledge is also limited. And it is like that, ya sarvajnyaha, Mandukya Upanishad, ya sarvajnyaha, ya sarvavid. The only person who knows everything is Antaryami, who is sarvajnyaha. He knows everything. Sarvavid. Nothing you can hide from him. Only that person can save us, take us out of this problem. Nobody else can do anything about it. That is what he is saying here. Sarvashaktaha, sarvajnyaha, sarvavid. So is it not better, Prahlada says, when the situation is like this, to go to that person who knows everybody, who knows everything, who knows what is going on, and take his shelter and do sharanagati there or surrender there, and without any of his help, there is no way of getting out of this situation. That is Prahlada's firm answer to this question. So, therefore, what is the situation? Situation is like this. He says that instead of surrendering to him, Krishna has Antaryami inside, that because that understanding is not coming in us, therefore, you can take a photo of Krishna or Murti or some form and keep it at home and worship him. That is what he is saying. That, and once you have realized that Krishna is inside a Santaryami, then you don't need that photo. Till you have that understanding that you are talking to Antaryami, all your problems in life, you are surrendering to Antaryami throughout your life. Bhakti is that. Actual bhakti is surrendering to Antaryami and talking to Antaryami about all the problems. Because to whom else? Krishna has put us in that way, in this body. We, the jiva, the closest person to him is Antaryami. One, and who knows everything what's happening inside this body. So when you have problems in the body and the mind, except to Antaryami, to whom else jiva can turn to for help more than Antaryami? But because we don't have that realization of the presence of Antaryami, we are unable to recognize his presence there. Therefore, you can keep a photo, murti, deity, whatever it is, and talk to him, do the worship him, and have a conversation with him, everything. But the moment this realization comes with the Antaryami is listening, or Antaryami is responding, then you don't need that deity anymore. That is, this purpose is over. Purpose is finished. So, so at that point, you can talk without the deity or without the photograph. And in these days, as you know, nobody will misunderstand if you talk, isn't it? Because everybody is talking alone nowadays. And sometimes it's very funny to watch them. People are walking and he's talking. Initially, we think that, oh, they were all something gone funny inside. But actually, no, when you realize that, oh, he's talking seriously something, some stock market share value or something, to pull, change the shares, he's seeing seriously. So now we don't take that seriously. But initially, if you remember, when the mobile phone came into the market first time, we didn't know, in the villages, we didn't know anything about it. So people were coming and they came from Dubai and places like that. They got this mobile expensive ones and they were walking and they were talking. So villagers were thinking all these people have gone crazy. He's gone to Dubai and became crazy, thought. So, but he was talking. He doesn't need anybody to talk. He was talking and nobody noticed that. Similarly, so if you talk to Antaryami, people won't misunderstand. They'll let you out. They will not say anything. Says that they'll think that you're talking on your mobile or something. So that you can say nowadays. So, talking alone is bhakti. Talking to Krishna is bhakti. That means what? Expressing your problems and your feelings. Opening up your heart to Krishna. That is what talking means, isn't it? That is also a sadhana. It's a sadhana. That means it's a mukhya, it's an important sadhana. That means whatever you are suffering in life, any bhavam it comes in, you may have some hesitation to tell others, but you cannot feel any hesitation in talking to Antaryami. Because if you try to cover it up from Antaryami, you can't do it. He will know before you know about it. That's the problem. Before you know about it. Then what is the difficulty in letting Krishna know about it? So, with that we'll stop today. We'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll continue with Srimad Bhagavatam, where we stopped before. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.